We are finished, yeah?
No, no, no. Not until either you apologize.
No, I'm not apologize to you.
Listen,
sorry.
You left me
I know we have the number you called
uh-huh.
me. No.
You left me a harassing voicemail of my business.
Oh, my God. Leave me alone. Why you bother the business?
You left me.
Now you started the bother stuff, yeah?
I don't know anybody called Deanda.
You don't know Deanda, my dick?
That is being very nasty. Just a bit. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
What do you say? Let's all get together and welcome them to the stand with a great big hand!
Fuck you! Thank you. Beautiful reception.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Good evening. How to do that? Madhouse Radio starting 30 minutes late. Yay! Fuck you.
Featuring
Rotisserie Wallace. Fuck you. Hey, everybody, good evening. I'm Carlito. The Milk Guy is here and the Tucker is here. What's up, gentlemen? I'm a black man and I like rap music. How do you do that? Alright, everybody, let's get serious here. This is a serious show. I am Serious Carlito. I finally shaved. Not the front, but the sides. Alright, and I got my pranking hat on, so that means good things. Alright, good deal. I want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight. We're going to have a good show. We have a lot of things planned here. No, we don't. We just slapped us all together. Took me a while to get online because, of course, Syndicate has got a new player system machine that I completely forgot about how to set up. Didn't deal with it. The guru says, to make my computer louder, I will need a cheap two-channel mixer or soundboard. Homeboy, look over here. Let me show you my cheap two-channel mixer over here. This don't look too cheap to me. Here's the fucking box, nigga. What are you talking about, cheap? This is a XZenX6-1202FX. You talking about? I got a.
And I got. Expensive.
I almost broke the fan throwing the box back. Watch out, Fina's gonna come in here and rape me.
Fancy numbers.
A bunch of fancy numbers and symbols on it. Yes. The guy at Radio Shack said it was the best one you can get. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Prank calls is our game.
I think that's the Roswell version of it.
The Roswell version. Megan. Lonesome Loser already sending in a number for the Choco House, where they choke the house. That's the name of our show. We should start calling it the Choke House. Speaking of choking, it's about time. Orlando Magic advancing tonight to the second round of the playoffs. All right, let's go Magic. From Orlando and a big-time Orlando Magic fan. Been watching them since the first season they ever played. Grew up in Orlando here. I'm quite excited.
Orlando Bloom.
Go Quickstar.
Hey, go Quickstar. Yeah, go Amway. Yeah, Amway Arena. Owned by Rich DeVos. The Quickstar Amway guy. Milkman, you're really into that Quickstar thing. A big scam, that is.
Yeah, baby.
Good for you. All right. The reason I wear this hat is because I'm going bald, if you didn't know. And I found my marker, so I can do
Jack Masterson calls.
We got to do some Jack Masterson calls
out
tonight.
Jack is back.
Jack is back. Lonesome Loser sending in a number also here for The Dark Side in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Tuck, isn't that a comic book thing to say Excelsior, or is that something else? Isn't that a comic book time thing? No?
Yes, Stan Lee thing.
Stan Lee. All right. Milkman, go ahead. You have the floor.
Hermano.
What?
Do you have Pollo Al Carbone there? Do you all get the Pollo Loco there?
We get the Pollo Tropical, which is the same company that on the East Coast they call it Pollo Tropical, and on the West Coast is Pollo Loco. But yes, we do. Yes, sir. But you know, I'm going to have the real Pollo Al Carbone.
Make sure when you get down there to the VI, man, you stop over at the chicken stand, man, because this is even better than Pollo Al Carbone.
I'm planning on picking quite a bit of Pollo Al Carbone when I go to Puerto Rico in 1 month. My wedding is 1 month from today. 1 month from today, May 30th, will be my wedding.
Yeah.
I leave on May 23rd, so I leave in 3 weeks. That means how many shows we got left? Actually, I think, you know what? After tonight's show, we only have 2 shows left. Because I leave that Thursday, the 23rd, as a matter of fact, I believe, in theory.
Wow.
So you get 2 more. You got tonight, you got 2 more shows after that, and that's it. We're not ending the show like I used to say, that after the wedding, no more Madhouse. It'll be back, but we're going to be off the air for a good month. What are we going to do here? I don't know. Who's going to replace Madhouse Radio on Syndicate? Who's going to be our fill-in? Anybody? Who wants that? Who wants it? Who wants it? Zomar can't do it. He can't do 2 shows in a row. Who's going to be our fill-in? We're going to have Artie do it? Big Evil
it
Fat Artie?
Summer fill-in show.
The you summer fill-in
show? No, hell no, man. You don't want to ruin our audience.
He'll soil
we
it.
We can get Nunu to do it.
Nunu, eh? The stream's... thanks, Nunu. Yeah. Good looking out. He's looking out for us here. The stream
Somebody
hasn't updated. Thank you, sir.
Credible enough that we can sort of build from and, you know, have something, you know, worthwhile.
Right, yeah, I got that, man. Yeah, so most definitely, we're gonna have to find something. I don't know who do I trust out there. I mean, I trust all you guys. I mean, I don't like David Letterman where he freaks out when he has to go on vacation and he doesn't let anybody fill in for him because he thinks, you know, someone's gonna steal his Kool-Aid or something like that. He's not like that. I got a boogie. There we go. Nice and out. No one saw that, right? No one has no idea what I'm doing. I'm on the radio.
Nothing like a farmer blow.
So, yeah. Cyclist handkerchief right there. Dirty Limelight's going to do elevator music for 2 hours. I like that Dirty Limelight. He helped me get up in here. So thank you, Joe. John Rico, that's the kind of feeling I'm talking about. To John Rico, just show your legs all day. My own, Jesus Christ, and that cleave. The cleavages, man.
Erica, you dug, girl.
Do that. Fill it in. Or we can fill you in, you know? Either way, it works.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sidekick check. I just want her legs, that's all. Just let me look at your legs. You know what Tuck wants to see? I like your legs.
And we will provide support.
All right, yes. We'll provide support. All right, good. I can't wear this hat. It's too fucking itchy. It's fucking summer. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Just because I need a haircut. My hair smells good today, though. It smells like duck. Yeah. All right, cool.
Tell him, Tuck.
All right, yeah, tell him, Tuck. All right, send in your prank requests here if you're on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is my screen name again if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. The toll-free line is open. Milkman, what is that toll-free line? All right. All right, Milkman. Everyone, let's hear for Milkman giving out the toll-free line. Toll-free line is 1-888. Can Milkman even hear me? It's one.
Looking good, baby.
Toll-free line is
1-888. It's like cruising down the Hollywood Boulevard or something.
The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. You want to call us here tonight? You can. It's a toll-free line, no cost to you, all cost to me. Little does Milkman know I stole his credit card number and it bills to him, so call it like crazy. 1-888-278-8509. And also be sure to visit our homepage, madhouselive.com. You can subscribe to my podcast, check out my prank call section, and generally yell at the computer screen while you look at pictures of me making gay poses. We've got a lot of news stories we can get to here tonight, a lot of crazy stuff out there. Another good call here. Lonesome Loser's got a number for Cobra Security. He says we should wonder. He wonders if Destro and the Baroness are there. Good idea, Cobra Commander.
You said there's something wrong with our screen time. It says 30th anniversary or some bullshit.
But I fixed it. I fixed it. What's he talking about? It should be updated already. I'm showing here that it's showing up as live now. Just me. I don't know. You tell me. You tell me the deal.
There you go.
There we go. If I said it, it must be true.
Nina's a liar.
Nina's a... You're a fucking liar. What is that from? That's another Jerky Boys prank call. I always end up with the Jerky Boys shit on here. You're a fucking liar. You lying son of a bitch. Okay, so we're going to get to more prank calls. Ellie's checking in. Ellie's in the house. Hi, Ellie.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. The dad, Kokanee, news director,
Ellie.
Maven.
Ellie's in the house.
Mikey 129, MST3 Clay, Big Tug. He's in the house as well. Nunu, we already talked about him. Milkman's here also. We already talked about Sidekick Chuck and John Rick in the house. Dirty Limelight's in the house also. Big Zolar, the Zolar Party Nation. We'll be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on syndicateradio.tv. And, yeah.
That's right, get your party ready.
Spinnaker, Big Outlaw, Big 6503. Carlito in the house. What's up, big guy? How you doing? Right back at you. Dr. Lego, the Jew of pranks himself, the king of Jew pranks. Dirty Limelight, already talked about him. Fairy Dust, Guestus is up the ass. Hookah is God. Jungle Bunny with Tits is in the house. Kenny Powers, Corrupt Corruption. Lady Untouchable. The N-word, Lara S. Rocky, Sidekicks, Swine Flu D-Wop, and Tamara all rounding it up. All ladies. You get to see all our ladies. Our female listeners are treating.
Maven! Ellie!
Hey, Milkman! Milkman, repeating all the same names I already gave out. Thank you, sir. I haven't even given out my Twitter account yet. That's the twitter.com/madhouse. Be sure to check me out. Follow me on there. I keep it quite updated with prank calls on a regular basis. Whenever a prank call gets released, it's at the first place you're going to find out when a Madhouse prank call comes out is going to be my Twitter. So be sure to follow Madhouse on Twitter and that stuff. I got to send an alert to everybody so that they know we're on. A lot of people are wondering, where's Carlito? I haven't gotten my alert.
I totally abandoned my Twitter. I might need to get back into it again. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Tuck, I wanted to mention, you posted that new... what is that again that you're working on? Is it a album, a cover for a band, like their album cover? It looks pretty cool. The new one you posted looks really good.
I'm a couple of different things going on.
Yeah.
The Strange Candy thing.
Yeah.
It's a local band I'm trying to get figured out.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, yeah, the latest one that you posted there, that album art, the eyes and the Strange Candy looking stuff, it's really cool. Everyone be sure to check that. That's over at where?
Yeah.
At TuckerMike.com, is that where it is?
Thank you. I'm struggling with it. I didn't know how weird or...
or whatever. It looks good, man. Don't worry about it. You're a good artiste. Don't worry about it. Don't put too much...
Yeah.
When you put a lot of pressure on yourself, from what I understand, that's what happens. That's how come I haven't been able to conceive a child yet, despite all my efforts. You just got to go for it.
Crazy.
You just got a nut. You just got a nut in it. What else can I say? Nut. All right, so we'll get to some prank calls here. Why don't we just start with that instead of talking this bullshit? We'll call the first one here the Choco House. Usually, the first prank call or two here are weird, as I.
I'm talking about bullshit.
The first prank call or two are usually slow. While I get warmed up, and towards the end of the first hour, they start picking up.
We don't want the slow bullshit. We want the fast, good old prankin'.
Well, I work on that, We got to lead up to it, You can't just stick it in, Tuck. You got to warm the girl up. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, I don't know if you heard this, Tuck. I don't know if the rest of you syndicators and everyone else listening heard that. Did you hear High Pitch Eric on the air yesterday on the Stern Show talking about how he fingers the clit and all this stuff. Did you hear that? Oh, my God. That was disgusting. That was just the most disturbing thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. It had to have been disgusting.
Oh, God. If I had audio of it, I'd play it. I don't know if it's... Oh, man.
I tried to catch it this weekend.
Yeah, listen to High Pitch Eric's... it was yesterday morning. He was on... he was in studio, and he was describing how he's had sex with some lady. It was really just something. He said he lasts 30 seconds. Yeah, that's true. He didn't say he lasts 30 seconds. He said, he's like, so they ask him, yeah, so were you good? I mean, what did she say? So, oh, yeah, she said I rocked her world. And like, okay, I'm like, wow, all right. So, you know, Eric must be pretty good at fucking. And I was like, yeah, I lasted 30 seconds. And they all start laughing at him. I'm like, wow, 30 seconds.
And the whole thing is, from what I've understand, you know, from what the Dr. Lego and the PCU for the past few years, is he's not put on.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
It's the real deal.
It's the real deal Holyfield. Yeah, it is, definitely. how could you? Yeah. Okay. Why even get to it? All right, folks, stand by for a moment. The Choco House is coming right now, everybody. It's coming. Mmm. First prank call of the night. Thank you.
Choco House.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Choco House?
Yeah, this is Choco House.
Oh, good. Hey, you have, you put cheese in the chocolate, in the hot chocolate? You ever try that?
No, we're in a, dessert house.
Hey, joking.
We have sake, and all. We have a sushi bar.
Sushi?
Yeah, sushi bar.
I have a question. Listen, when I come in, when you eat sushi, you eat the whole piece at the same at one time, or are you supposed to make a chewing? How do you supposed to
we
eat?
We have like ahi, yellowtail, and everything.
Okay, but look, listen, jerk off. When I come in,
right?
Are you supposed to eat the whole piece at once, or do you bite it off in two? How's the sushi designed to be eat?
Oh, you can chew each piece.
Well, you chew it. You eat the whole thing at once, right? Like you put it the whole thing in your mouth. You chew and you swallow, right?
Right.
Are you supposed to eat it in how many steps?
How many steps?
When you eat a sushi piece, all right, do you put the whole thing in your mouth, you chew it, and you swallow it, or do you take a piece, do you break it off in two or three, do you pinch it off? How do you do it?
Right, you see sushi bar is still on.
Dude, are you... What's your deal? Hey,
sorry?
Can I speak to an American?
Hi. I speak English.
Not very well. I mean, you speak it, but you don't understand it very well. What I'm asking you is, when you eat the sushi, do you eat it all at once? Do you put the whole piece in your mouth? Do you chew it and swallow it, or are you supposed to eat it in two bites? What's the protocol?
I don't understand you.
Okay, let me try it like this. Ching chong chong ching 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 chong chong. You understand that? What if I make my eyes squint and then we try now?
Returning to main menu. You have two new messages to listen to.
Fucking idiot. What's his problem?
Huh? I don't understand. What are you doing?
Who knows what the fuck they're feeding you over there, fucking assholes.
I bet Sidekick Chuck could understand it, though.
Shitting and pissing everywhere. Let's have Sidekick Chuck. Milkman, you're Japanese. Is there a protocol to... You're half Japanese. Are you half Japanese or quarter Japanese? What's your problem?
Dude, I'm black, man. What
Whatever.
Up, man? What are you still talking shit, man, motherfucker?
Well, seriously, you know about eating sushi.
What?
You're supposed to put the whole... You know when you get a sushi piece, what? You put the whole thing in your mouth and chew and swallow? Or are you supposed to... Are you allowed to chew and, you know, pinch it off? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, you can bite it off. I mean, it's up to you, really. I mean, it just depends on how you want to eat it. I mean, shit. I just pop the whole thing in my mouth and just let it explode with flavor, man.
Explode with flavor.
Wasabi in there, you know.
All right, good deal. Pop it in your mouth and let it explode.
Tiny little edges they got. They got tiny little tiny, like, orange edges that are on there. And, man, they just, like, pop in your mouth when you're eating. They're so good. Mm.
Hey, Milkman, what about that pig virus, huh? That'll scare you. Tell you what.
Oh, hell, man. I love pork, man.
No, man. The pig flu, what is it? The swine flu. My dad's sick. He's got a cold. He's coughing. I'm like, Dad, you've got that swine flu, man. Yeah. I'm going to burn your mattress. He's like, no, don't do that. I'll burn it. I'll burn it, fucker. I'm going to burn his mattress. I'm going to burn it in their backyard with a can of gasoline and a tire. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to convince him. The only way to save his life and my mom's life is by burning his mattress and his clothes. I'm going to put him in a potato sack suit. I'll get Athena to make a suit out of potato sacks. Jesus Christ. I'm thinking about getting on anti-anxiety medicine for the wedding. Because I'm not convinced I'm going to be able to handle it, man. It's a lot of stress, bro. I mean, just thinking about today, it's coming down to the wire. There's a lot that's got to go right, a lot that could go wrong. I don't want to get sick. I mean, what if I get a pimple for the wedding? Can you imagine that? Getting all these pictures and having nasty, and I get pimples. Sometimes, remember, a few weeks ago, I had the most horrible pimple. I was looking at the videos, the YouTube videos of the show. No, because, you know, usually what happens to me when I put that shit on, I break out. If I leave the face alone, if I leave it alone, nice and fine. If not, I break out. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what to do. I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat, you know, something about me. And pimples, they always come out at the most inopportune time. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Maven's laughing at Milkman turning black in ease. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm without my laptop this week. I had to send it back to Dell for repair. Back to the depot. So, hopefully it's back in time for my honeymoon. Because one of the big reasons I got the laptop is that I have something to use. You know, while I was on a honeymoon, I could upload pictures and this and that. And get down, get up, get down. And it's going to be kind of sucky if I can't have a computer on the road. I want to be able to Twitter, you know. Well, I can Twitter from the phone. I can surf the web on my G1. It's quite easy. But something, you got to have a laptop, you know. I got to have something. And, you know, thinking about it, do I really, you know, waste my honeymoon on a laptop? Athena's going to kill me if I even try cracking it open at all after the wedding. So, we'll see what happens. Hopefully get my laptop back soon. But anyway, it makes things complicated for the show. I like to have the laptop on the side. Because I do all my chatting and my texting people on the laptop, and I do all my video and audio production on the main computer, and now it's all on one PC, and I can't find half the stuff.
Athena has it? I'm not paying attention, sorry.
What? I'm not paying attention either. Let's get to more. A big what's up? Is that Jeff? Is that Jeff from SomaCal? I think that Jeff. Is that you from SomaCal? Give me the number one if that's you from SomaCal. If it is, we want to make sure everyone goes to SomaCal. I think it's SomaCal.net or SomaCal.com. I think it's both of them. Just post it something. Do something, Jeff from SomaCal. If that's you. God damn it. Let us know. Everyone, be sure to go over there. Good show. Good people. They're on tomorrow. They're on tomorrow evening and every Friday. Good people, good show, good production over there. Yeah, I wish I had that kind of capital. They have a really good setup over there for their show. This show would be so much better. And I wish I had people, you know, that could do the show with me around here. There's no talent that I got here locally. Everyone is spread out across the world. Milkman joins us in some library in, you know, San Diego or something, tucks in the middle of the on a dial-up connection in the Appalachian Mountains, and who knows? And anyway, if you guys want to call in, you can. The toll-free line is open, as we said before, 1-888-278-8509. It says I've got some voicemails here.
Pretty much means anyone can do this fucking show. What do you want?
Let's take a listen here. It says I got some voicemails here. Let's see if they're anything, if they're just empty messages.
Currently closed. Please call back during normal business hours.
Fuck you.
From 8 a.m.
To access your account, please enter your... You have two new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. First new message from...
Okay, from... Empty message. Nothing in this one. How do you delete them?
Message kept as new. Ugh. Next message
no
from...
Creepy guy messenger?
No, it's just... These are the clowns. Oh, you remember last week we had the clowns that we were talking to? kept calling the clowns last week. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. You said
it was after you. Yeah, know? Dude, the clowns. Last week, we prank called the clown convention. The kid, the president of clowns. This is his message he left. Nothing but silence. He kept calling. He called collect at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was already up. I was getting ready for work. And Athena knocks on the bathroom door.
Really?
I'm sitting there doing my transcendental meditation on the bathroom floor before I go to work. And she's like, oh, there's some guy calling collect. You didn't accept it. And when I looked at the caller ID, it was the guy. You know, it was the king of the clowns or whatever. Tom King. King of the Clown Association of America or whatever. And he kept calling all day, but he wouldn't leave a damn voicemail. I wondered, he was angry at us last week. Remember, he said he had a trace on us. Jesus. Alrighty. So, moving right along, more prank calls to do. We got the dark side.
Figure out who you were.
He was on to me. He figured, let me call Star Six. Let me call Collect. That'll trip him up. Alright, dark side in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. We're going to give them a call. Excelsior.
He probably thinks he knows who you are, you know.
I'm the other clown guy. I'm from... their clown nemesis.
Yeah, the creepy guy, he's pretty sure he knows who you are.
Yeah, right. Just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. Next call's coming up.
Oh, you got any more calls from Jim Nobles?
Nothing new. Great. Nothing new from Nobles. Funny guy, though. We can play one of his old voicemails. They're always good.
Let's call him, man. We need to call him again this week.
Well, send me his number, motherfucker.
Shut it up, your Connie.
Milkman, that's just crass. I had to go there.
Hello?
Hey, is this Darkside?
Are you?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Just fine.
I want to discuss with you the possibility of you guys moving over to the light side.
To the white side, huh?
No, to the light side. I wanted to talk about your frailty and your lack of vision, your lack of faith in the Lord. Do you have a copy of the Bible with you?
I do, and I'm a religious person, and Darkside's not a satanic deal by any means. It's a window chain company.
Well, I understand that, but, I mean, from what I gather, you folks, or at least one of your associates there, although they're not into anything dark or satanic, they have a darkness in their side. You know, they have a side that's dark to them. We all have our dark side, but the most important thing is to suppress that with light thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and open up your Bible. I want you to turn it to Job 1:16.
Returning to main menu.
Fucking asshole.
You have two new messages. To listen to your messages,
call him right back.
Press 1.
Fuck you thinks he is. Turn the alarm on him.
Perfect.
Name, number,
megaphone,
brief message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5. Enter the phone number. Number 407-459-453-491. If the number is correct, press 1. To re-enter the number... Thank you. Your message
has been sent. Alright, well, 1 week prank call and 1 decent prank call. We're doing alright. Not doing bad. Remember back in those pager days, Milkman, people, you know, visit emergency, you're supposed to page 911.
Yeah, dude. I worked at a pager company for years, man. I had all those pages for free, man. I carried one of those things, man. I used to service all the repeaters and everything, man.
The repeaters. Alright, good deal. You don't say.
Yeah.
Repeater. You don't say. I had a girl get really mad at me once because I called her. I was like 17. And I paged her with my number and I put 911 at the end. She called me right back. She's like, why don't you page me 911? That's only if my nephew has an emergency. How do I not know that something happened? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, whatever. You got really mad. People used to take that seriously, putting 911 to the page. It better be a damn emergency with that girl, man.
We even had a little chart our company had.
Yeah.
That they would distribute like to our customers, and like it would be like coded numbers, and it would be like sayings, you know, like you could say something just by like, hitting like 2-3 numbers, and they could like send a message like that.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me at, you know, and that kind of thing.
137.
Bring bread. Stop by the grocery store. Yeah.
137. Tuck knows what that means. Tuck's
meet
into that.
Me at lunch for a nooner, baby.
You know what it means, you jerk off.
420.
420. Yeah.
Yeah, like man. 311, the yeah. band?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there you go. 137. Like you don't know. It's a Howard Stern show thing. Well, it's a legitimate thing. It means I love you, doesn't it? Because it's the one for I and then three letters.
Oh. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
L-O-V-E. No, it's 1-4.
To be the enforcer.
1-4-3. I'm sorry. It's 1-4-3. Man, that was way off. Jeez. God, I'm stupid. All right. Next number. What do we got? Bass is going to go take care of the kids. Good. Have fun with that, buddy. Uncle Billy's
it
Hotel.
Friend, that's what I was trying to say.
Uncle Billy's Hotel's in Hilo, Hawaii. See what their boggle is. Stand by. AC/DC night apparently here tonight. Thank you, Milkman.
Yeah.
It's like it is, huh?
I guess so.
Can't get away with it over good, huh? Alright.
Well, you know what I had today? Boiled peanuts. Bought some on the side of the road for my lunch break. Had a whole bunch of them in like 10 minutes.
Congratulations.
Gave me the shits really bad. Yeah, I love boiled peanuts, man. I've tried to make them before. I can never make them. Like I was saying, you had to buy raw peanuts, right? You can't buy the roasted ones. They got to be the raw kind. Or to make that work. What is up with the fucking Google thing here, man? Come on, Google Voice. What am I paying you people for? Jerks.
What's Google doing?
I don't know. It says calling you, and it just sits here. It doesn't call me, piece of shit. No,
I'm
don't.
Calling you.
Maybe it's call 8 that's broken. No, I don't get it. Is the phone off the hook? No, it's working. All right, well, I guess I have to finger dial them all. The old way. Finger bang them. Finger bang them.
What the hell? 2 cents per minute to Hawaii?
Hello, Uncle Billy, sir.
Hey, is this the hotel?
Hello.
Hi, can I make some spaces reservations, please?
Hang on.
Oh, fuck. It's costing me 2 cents per minute for this gay shit. Oh, Jesus. Hey, is this the same lady I was just talking to? You all sound the same.
I am at the front desk.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I need some spaces, please.
I'm sorry, what did you need?
I need to make a spaces.
One moment, please.
Jesus Christ, these people are retarded. What a stupid state.
Make look like Ohio means I love you.
What's Hawaii got that Puerto Rico doesn't?
Joe, it's chill over there, man. I'll lay back.
I'm about to give up on these people.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
stellar show tonight. Maybe Curtis Mayfield can help us out. All right, let's try calling Cobra Security. They're in Conroe, Texas. Oh, yeah.
Baby, it's all in the vibe of the music that gets the energy just right.
It's always a song that does it.
Cobra
Miss Carrie.
Are you going to hang up on me like every other person has done tonight?
Hello?
Yeah, there's a problem in Zone 2, and you people still haven't shown up over here. I don't know if it's someone's got their keys locked in, or there's an intruder in Zone number 2.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Who are you?
Jesus Christ, this is Destro. I'm calling for status on Zone 2. We've been paying you people on this contract for security. You guys don't do jack. This is the third time I'm calling in. Look, there it is, going off again.
Well, for what business?
What?
For what customer?
I need you guys to stop. Do something about Zone 2. Turn that alarm off.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zone anything.
All right, now...
What customer are you?
Huh?
Who are you? What business is it?
I'm with Valente...
Or what customer?
Shut up. I'm with Valente and Associates. I'm with Valente and Associates.
Okay, well, I don't know. This is Cobra Security.
Exactly.
And I don't know any Valente and... whatever.
Let me speak to the Baroness, please, because you people look... You know, for the third time, the zone alarm keeps going off in Zone 2.
This is Cobra Security in Conroe, Texas.
Exactly, yes. Cobra Security.
You're in the wrong place.
You guys are on contract.
You're in
violation of contract, sir. You're in violation of contract.
I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I'm in Conroe, Texas.
Okay, well, you folks...
And I don't know anything about Zone 2 or anything else.
Well, I'm going to speak to...
Even this customer you're talking about.
You're in violation of the contract unless you do something about Zone 2 immediately, sir.
Whatever.
There it goes again. Do something about this. Do your job. What is your job? What do you do there? Hello? Hello, sir? Let's call him back.
Women love it when you call them sir, don't they?
67-year-old man.
I don't care how old you are, sir. Oh, Jesus.
Maven loves the alarm, man. She loves the alarm. I think she has an awesome alarm, dude.
That's the biggest button pusher right there.
You gotta put the megaphone in on the call, too.
The other person.
The alarm and the megaphone.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling for a status on Zone 2, please.
Okay, look, sir. This is the owner of a security company in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
You're calling from... No, this is a sir. You're talking to...
No, wait a minute. I was just talking to you, and you said you were a 60-year-old woman, so I apologize.
That was my mom. I am the owner of the company. I am 30. I am the owner of...
What is the deal, sir?
You're under contract to come out here and secure Zone 2 immediately. Send your son or send yourself over here, old sir, and get over here and fix the problem.
Well, can you tell me where we're supposed to go?
Valente Associates on Conroe, Texas.
Well, I don't know any Valente Associates.
Valente and Associates. You don't even know how to speak English, right? Is there an American I can speak to, please?
Could you spell it to me, please?
Valente. V-A-L... E-N-T-E, and Associates.
I don't have a customer like that.
You're under contract. It says right here, Cobra Security, my paper machine. God damn it. Let me speak to Destro.
What is the address or phone number? So I don't know any customer.
Let me speak
to anything else.
May I speak with the Cobra Commander, please?
There is no commander. I'm the owner.
Ask for
Denise Pope.
Can you put the Cobra Commander back on the line, please?
That was my son. He's in the car with me, and he's mad.
Well, I don't care. Yeah, he's
you're unreasonable.
He's a bad worker, that's why.
We're not under any kind of contract with anybody of Valencia anything.
Valente and Associates, get my name right.
Valente, it doesn't matter. We don't have a customer like that.
You come out here, I'm calling the police.
Do what?
There it is again. Someone else.
Okay, I don't understand. Where are you located? You.
Valente and Associates.
I know where I'm located.
You're in a car having sex with your son. Disgusting woman.
What do you want, sir?
I need you to get these Mexicans off of Zone 2 immediately.
Okay, where is Zone 2?
Zone 2 is on the second floor. It's a secured room.
I don't have any buildings that are customers.
What do you secure, whorehouses?
You know, I don't know who you are.
Get off my phone, old sir. Right now, I command you to hang up.
I'm going to call the police, and you know what?
I already called the police on you because you're in violation of contract. That's all it is.
Oh, good. Go for you.
There it is.
Oh man, we're gonna police is after us.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
All right, good deal. Cobra Commander is after us, everybody.
Oh, good one, Hermano.
Got your number.
Boy, you really get them upset, man. Especially when they're
got your number.
Hermano, you need to check your AIM.
You know
the
all about you.
Request that was sent to you on the AIM. You need
you
to do a special request
your
call.
Number.
Okay. We got a request here for someone for us to call Jim. He married a Chinese order bride named Yan Ping. Yan Ping.
Good for him.
Good for him. Wish I could marry a Chinese girl. I ended up with a Greek white girl, white honky girl. Smells like wet potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sure she's lovely.
Yeah, she's the lovely. Oh, man.
Slippery one wet.
He divorced her. He kicked her out. They have a son, Jacob, who is 10. He might answer the phone. Ask for his dad, Jim. Ask Jim if he thinks it's a good idea for you to date Yan Ping, his divorced wife. Jim lives in northeast something. Let's not say where the city. His ex-wife, Yan Ping, lives in...
What would a 10-year-old be
answering? I don't know. Yeah, it's late. Kids should be sleeping. It's not summertime yet. He is torturing her, making accusations to get her, but he is a pedophile. Ew.
Go night.
So please call him ASAP. He goes to bed early. Go for it. He's a psychopathic smart man. Ask him if Yan Ping is a good lay, etc., etc. All right, well, cool. We can do that. We also got a prank call request here from a Joe. Someone out there named Joe sent a prank call request. Oh, look, we have a voicemail.
Giving you all this crazy information.
We got a voicemail here, folks. Hang on. Let's listen to this. Let's see if this one. Let's see if they left anything. Oh no, it's 9 seconds. I don't know if they did. Let me play that here. It's queuing up. Sounds like silence so far. Just silence. Who called? Let's see, this is an... Okay. Yeah, this is the Cobra Security. They called back to leave a message, and they got the, you've reached Valente and Associates, etc., etc. So it sounds legitimate. We'll be getting a call from the police next. Oh, man. Here's another one. Hang on.
Just, oh boy.
Here's another one.
This is really
trying to repeat the police raid.
Hang on. We got another voicemail. Just came in. Let's play it.
This is Roland Mocker. I'm with the FCC. We're investigating claims that you have violated trust, and we are tracing this call. We advise that you may need an attorney.
I'm sorry, he's with what? The SEC? Did he say the SEC?
The SEC?
Security and Exchange Commission. Oh, my God. Dude, that was so lame.
The Security and Exchange... Aren't they in charge of, like, controlling monopolies and stuff? What the fuck is he talking about?
Hawker.
Yeah, dude.
I thought SEC was, like, you know, basketball and baseball.
The Southeast Conference. Hang on, let's listen to this.
This is Roland Mocker.
Yeah.
I'm with the FCC. We're investigating claims that you have violated trust, and we are tracing this call.
Who's FCC?
The FCC.
We advise that you may need an attorney.
Okay. All right, here we go. Threats all around on Madhouse Radio tonight.
He sounds a little slow and dim-witted. It could very well be FCC.
He could be. Oh, Jesus. Here's another one. Wow, they're just coming in. This one's 2 minutes and 24 seconds long. I think
cool.
it's all silence, though.
You your number, Bubba.
Like, I could tell when it says transcript not available, obviously they didn't leave a message. Yeah. Another black message.
Your number.
They're trying to call back. Why don't they leave a message? They're women, is why. Alright. Alright, we'll see if someone leaves a voicemail, another one here. In the meantime. We're gonna call Sacco's Subs. Los Angeles, California. One moment.
Hey, I bet you're gonna call that call there, special request.
No, oh, that's right. That's right. All right, we're going to call this guy.
He is calling the call. That's what he did.
Yeah. You're going to call the call.
Yeah.
You call, we haul.
Call the call.
Call the call. Madhouse Radio,
yeah.
Calling the call. Here we go. Calling it, Northman.
Call the call.
What's the dude's name, Jim?
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, I'll try it again. Fear not. I will try a redial.
Thank you, Milkman.
Instant redial. Where's that music at?
We got a comment on our YouTube channel from somebody who listens to the show in Singapore. Can you believe there's someone in Singapore who's watching and listening
Hello.
To the show?
Please.
Couldn't hack that one. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. They're not answering their listener, mystery listener. I'll give it a try later, all right? I promise. We'll see if we can get Yang Ping.
I've done it.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Fear not. Fear not. Plenty of show left. Plenty of chances left. Sending all your requests. Let's take a look at that number from Joe. Joe sent in a request right before we started the show. Let me get to the Gmail.
Joe.
You can send in your request
Where
also
you
if you like.
That?
Send
in
your send in your goddamn prank call request over at madhouselive.com. Click on the request a prank button. You'll be magically whisked away to a free form you can fill out. Send it to me. It comes in my computer machine here. Quite interesting. Okay, Big Joe sending in a prank call request here. First, I called Dan Marshall. Let's see here what the deal is. My former friend Dan is a huge Transformers freak. He loves Transformers more than anything in the world, even more than sex. Okay. Well, he is going on a vacation with one of my friends over to Pasadena, California for the annual Transformers BotCon convention. All right. The Virgin Convention. Me and my friends have made jokes about how Dan and my other friend Jimmy are going to California to get married. We think it would be funny as hell if he called as a hotel that they are staying at, telling them that they have reservations for the honeymoon suite, have been accepted, and wanted to congratulate them on their marriage over at one of the 24-hour wedding chapels in California. And that you guys are offering a complimentary bottle of hot lubrication oil because they ordered the X-rated package. That would be hilarious, and he would flip the hell out. All right, Joe, you asked for it, you get it. You know? You want it, you got it. What did you say, Hermano? Just a moment. Let's call Transformers Boy. And after that, we'll get to some of the Lonesome Loser numbers. Whoops.
Oh, this is Dan Marshall. Leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yeah, hi, this message is from Mr. Dan Marshall. This is Valente. I'm calling you from the Pasadena Inn. If you could please return my call as soon as possible. There's been an issue with your reservation. We need you to call us as soon as possible. If you aren't able to reach us here tonight, we run the chance of by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning Pacific time, we might need to actually cancel your reservation here with us, which is upcoming. Again, if you could please give me a call back, the number here is area code 407-459-4534. And again, please ask for Valente with the Pasadena Inn. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see if he calls back. Probably not.
Hey, Ramona, check your G-Talk.
Debbie Mansfield, you got it, man. We haven't talked to her. And what happened last time? Didn't something wacky happen last time we talked to her? Didn't she get really, really mad, like extra mad last time or something? Something weird happened with Debbie last time we talked to her,
right?
She
always gets really mad, dude.
The crazy bus lady.
You got to ask her about her sweet potato pie, too, man.
Oh, Jesus. Right, ask her for the recipe. Let's see. ring, bitch.
That's right. Maven's never heard one of those calls.
Hello? Yeah, let me speak with Debbie, please.
You have the wrong number.
Where's Debbie at? Did she change her numbers?
Yeah.
Is this a new number for you, or what's going on? Oh, does she want to answer, milkman?
Liar.
Fucking liar. You know how they are, those people.
Liar! That was a lie, man. You need to talk to her.
They recognize the caller ID, I think, is what it is. That's the angry bus driver. Let
there
me play one
of
those.
I'll take another call. Another number.
Jim? Sure. We'll give him a call. Let's see what goes on with that. Listen to this while we set that up, folks. The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and PCUradio.com.
Hello?
Yeah, play
hey, Debbie?
Call.
Yeah.
I'm calling with the Department of Motor Vehicles. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. We need you to come in tomorrow for a driver's assessment. We've received a few complaints on your license plate. We pulled them, and we need you to come in to fill out a driver assessment in order to retain driving privileges by the state.
For my what now?
Your driving privileges are in danger of being revoked. We need you to come in for an alternate driver's assessment tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For what now? My driver's license?
Your driving privileges are going to be revoked unless you can come in tomorrow and pass your driver's assessment.
I haven't had any problems with my driver's license.
We're actually going to be drawing blood for an alcohol and abusive substance test.
Who are you? Is this legit?
Yes, it is. I'm Jack Masterson with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You've had 3 complaints within the last 72 hours.
3 complaints of what?
Of reckless driving.
No, not me. You got the wrong one.
According to this, if you don't pass this test, we're going to be drawing blood and you have to do the written test. If you fail, you're going to lose your driving.
Where was I cited for reckless driving?
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me. So I'll just contact the state representative or somebody.
Well, he can't help you.
I had a call at 10 minutes to 12.
You can call your
something like this.
You can call your lawyer. You can call your pastor. It doesn't matter. But if you don't come in tomorrow, you better not
now,
be driving.
Where was I reckless driving at?
Down the highway, the interstate,
what?
Interstate, Maine.
Where?
We got you on camera also.
What is my license number?
Ma'am, I can't get that out over the phone. You know that.
You know what? You may be a mass murderer or anybody else. You just don't have to take me to court to do what you got to do.
What's the big deal?
At 10 minutes to 12 tonight, you going to call me and you Jack Masterson and you can't tell me what I've done.
You were down I-70 and I-0, ma'am. You were tracked by the cameras at the intersections.
In what kind of car?
Man, I don't have the color of your car. I don't have time
to
do that.
I drive a school bus, so was it on my job or in my car?
It was a yellow bus.
No, and you know what? You got me wrong there because I don't use the interstate on my run.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, not according to this information here.
Not on the interstate. I'm not on the interstate in my bus. My route is in the city street.
Let me ask you a question. Would you pass a drug test if we were to ask you to do that right now?
Oh, yes. I don't do drugs, and I don't do alcohol. And, you know, you can call the hospital.
All right, we got breaking news over
here.
Well,
we're
in the middle of lighting my cigar. We got a voicemail, a legitimate voicemail here from those folks with the security company. Let's go ahead and listen to that. 53 seconds long. Let's take a listen to that, everybody. Enjoy. Told you they bite.
Yes, I'm. My name is Paul Groman. I'm calling from the law attorney office of Michael Douglas in Houston, Texas. And my client received a prank phone call, and she's been receiving this for months, being harassed. And I'm just calling to let y'all know that if one more harassment comes through. I will be filing papers to press charges for phone harassment. I would like somebody to give me a call back. I'm sure y'all have caller ID. And I heard everything that you said to my client. And it was extremely rude. And if I press charges will be pressed if one more phone call comes through.
Wait a minute. So if I call, he wants me to call him back, but I'll press charges. It's a trap. Yeah, he sounds just like a. I'm sorry.
I think it's
from the lawyer of
lawyers call there. I'm very worried.
He sounds a little effeminate too. He's from the law or office of Michael Douglas. Isn't that the guy from the game?
I rude.
Well, that's not what your pastor says.
What pastor?
Is Michael Douglas the one that had the stroke or the son that didn't have the stroke? Which one, who's Michael Douglas? Is it the old guy, the stroke guy, or the other guy? Is he Spartacus? I don't know.
Pastor of the church and your parole officer.
I ain't got no pastor, no parole officer. I tell you, you got the wrong devil.
God damn
crazy
woman, don't
fucker,
you talk to me like that.
What's going on, brother man?
Let me speak to Carlito.
Hey, what's up, Larry? Crazy fucker. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say your real name. It just came from my head. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Give me.
That was a mistake. I didn't mean to say your name. I'm sorry. I'm dumping it right now. No one heard it. All right, didn't go over the air. Don't worry about it.
Hey, you got my call there?
What call?
This call I'm making to you right now,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah,
you,
you're coming
punk
on.
Punk-ass bitch, motherfucker.
What's your problem, Republican? How you doing, man?
Hey, you fucking punk-ass bitch.
How'd you been drinking tonight, Mad Dog 3030 or 2020?
No, actually, dude, I'm drinking fucking Jack Daniels. And I swallow it down with some Keystone Ice.
No, oh, Jesus
Keystone
Christ.
Ice, yeah. And I got some fucking Cobra in the refrigerator there.
The Cobra.
Yeah, so, hey, let me ask you a question there, Carlito.
Go ahead, brother.
Who the fuck is this milkman motherfucker that fucking intercepts your calls and shit?
I don't know. I don't know, man. He's an asshole. He thinks he's
fuck, man.
Yeah, he wants to direct everything in the background. All the numbers that we do of his are bum numbers, crazy fucker, and that bullshit.
Right. And he's like fucking. He's taking the highway to hell, isn't he?
Man, he is. Hey, man, you want to do me a favor? I got. Did you hear the voicemail from the guy who told me to call him back because he's from an attorney's office?
Oh fuck, man. Hey, listen, dude. You're talking to fucking. Hey, listen, man. Aren't we all dying of the swine flu? Isn't that what you and your fucking nigger boss there got going for us, is the swine flu? We're all supposed to die with the swine flu, right?
Well, they all say that, and Joe Biden was on, I guess there's video of Joe Biden telling people not to go on planes or something. I read the transcript. I didn't see the video. I think that's a little too much.
Oh,
fine.
Who's Joe Biden? Tell Joe Biden to suck my fucking cock and lick my asshole before he comes out with a public fucking warning against traveling. Fuck them fucking pieces of shit, right?
When's the last time you got sick, crazy fucker? And what'd you do to cure yourself?
Oh, shit, dude. What are you talking about? Are you talking about mentally sick?
No. Like
physically sick?
You got a fever.
Hey,
dude,
when you say sick, are you talking about mentally sick or physically sick or spiritually sick?
When's the last time you got a cold or a fever or the flu or something?
The fuck? Oh, shit, dude.
I think you're sick
years
right now.
Years and years and years ago, dude. Right,
well, keep living like you're living. You're doing the right thing, man.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what there, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I should say brother.
Hey, man.
Because I want to apply for that spot while you're on your honeymoon there. I'd like to be on your fucking show there to fucking...
You know, I agree. I think you should do it. You should fill in for us at least 1 week. You should do a Madhouse show, Crazy Fuckers version of it. You think you could do 2 hours of this?
Oh, fuck. I can do fucking 40 hours.
Oh, I can't
do
wait.
40 hours and 24 hours.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Right. Oh, shit, dude. I tell you, I pump 100%
oh, please make this happen.
Truth down on the pipeline there that you got going there. You got a little connection to the pipeline. Now, you can either go for the dark side or the light side.
Right.
You can either go for love, peace, and joy, or you can go for fear, greed, and hate. And I know they got you there down there in your school room there, and they're trying to program that shit into you, man, to go for the dark side. But I'll tell you what, there's people that...
I'm going to school for networking.
Everybody you see, man, is a reflection of yourself. Everybody that... whose eyes you look into is a reflection of yourself.
Indeed. That's true, man. We're all reflections of ourselves. We're all human beings on this goddamn planet, all the same.
It's not a goddamn planet.
It is
brother.
A goddamn planet. People like you, fuckers like you, make this a goddamn planet. It was goddamn.
Oh, goddamn. What the fuck did I ever do except say don't go to fucking their stupid ass wars to make profits for the
Wait a minute now, crazy fucker. Listen here, sir. You, as a matter of fact, constantly say that you hope that every American soldier that goes to Iraq comes back in a sack, and that's horrible.
Well,
that's a goddamn thing to say. You're a goddamn person, is what it is.
Okay, can I give you my definition of what I said? Was that yes? That God bless the Iraqi people, and I pray that they defend themselves against the American imperialist fucking George Bush hitters and Barack Obama war profiteers that are attack them. And it's turning their country into fucking...
All right, let me try to get him to talk to the guy who's angry at me. We got to do this quickly, everybody. And stand by, please.
Yeah, you got him going now, man.
You've reached the Valente Master...
That's your account. You have one new message. To listen to your messages, press 1. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. This is a free call.
Crazy. Man, he hung up. We lost it. We tried. That's what it's called.
Ah, shit.
No way. All right, well, let's do another prank call here before he calls back.
Dude, you gotta just take a recording of him going on, dude. You got some tape? Just play a recording.
Are you kidding? Do you know how much tape?
There's no difference. There's really no difference.
I'll be honest with you. Someone was listening to the show for the first time, and they heard Crazy Fucker calling in, doing one of his calls. Oh, my God, dude. They said I should just isolate just that. They said just get his audio and post it online just so people can hear his crazy ranting. He said that shit right there is crazy. Because he talks about the craziest, most retardedest shit sometimes. Anyway, I was trying to call Socko Subs here before you guys sidetracked me, and I really got to pee. It's almost midnight already? Shit. God, man.
Did you call Jim Noble yet?
And play some Crazy Fucker call.
I don't have any Crazy Fucker like isolations here. Jim Noble's number? Let me get that for you again here, Milkman. I got it. Don't worry. There we go. Jim Noble's. Okay. Let's
get that motherfucker going, dude. He says he's getting back with that woman, man. So now you really got to fucking piss him off.
All right, we'll call him. You got it, man. You want it, you got it.
He said he's back with Anita.
You've reached the office of
new message. To listen to your message, please enter the...
Man, Crazy Fuckers really been drinking a lot lately. I mean, not that I'm...
This is a free call.
Not that I'm any saner trying to be his dad, but...
Holy shit, dude. Every time he calls, I'm drunk. He's calling sober at least every once in a while.
And the call is not reachable. PPS 6180.
PPS? He's not picking
returning
up.
To main menu. Aww. You have one.
We're trying
new
to get
message.
Maybe I missed
to listen
out,
to your messages, press 1. To play the.
Dude, baby disconnected his fucking number, dude. Oh, shit.
Well, he said he was disconnecting. He left a voicemail once that he was going to disconnect.
You might have run him in the ground.
He did tell me he was going to do that.
Oh, my God. Shut him down there, Mono.
One of his last messages, I'm disconnecting his number. I hope you enjoy it.
We're trying to call is not reachable. PPS.
Yeah, he got rid of it. I think he did. Actually, matter of fact, I think I got that somewhere here where he said he was getting ready to get rid of the number finally. It was like calling me out. He was like saying something like calling me out or something
you
like that.
Does it tell you when he calls in what number he's calling from?
No. The last time he did, he's blocking the number now. I let him come through blocked. I don't care. The last time he called was back on the 11th was the last call. Let me see. No, the 17th. He called in the 17th. That's the last call we got from him. No, I apologize on the 22nd, but he's calling in block now, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know, man. Whatever, what can you do? Happens.
All right, anyway. We'll find a new Charlie Patton.
Indeed we will. Maven agrees. Good idea. Post up the forums and the prankcast with Crazy Fucker rants. Yeah. Perhaps. Okay. Big... Big Ron's Speakeasy in Zwolle, Louisiana. Just a moment. Next prank of the night. This tooth is really starting to hurt me. It's going to suck. I got to get it pulled. I don't have the money for that right now. Oh, bro, you and I really pissed me off. Let me tell you some bullshit. Milkman, I told you about this already. Tuck, you don't know about this. They made a big deal at work. Oh, we're getting a bonus. Everyone, we're going to get our bonuses here. Even though the economy's bad, we're doing so good, we're going to get a bonus. I'm like,
what the fuck?
All right, yeah, a bonus. Right? Here's what fucking happens to the bonus. Instead of getting my $600 bonus that I'm supposed to get, my boss comes up to me yesterday with a sticky note. And it's got my name on it, and it says $151. And I'm on a phone call, and I put the guy on mute. I'm like, what's that? So that's your bonus. I'm like, wait a minute, isn't my bonus supposed to be like $600? He goes, well, yeah, but you were you officially weren't a permanent employee here until like September, so they're only giving you a third of the bonus. I was like, you motherfucker, you.
Bullshit.
I was like, you fucking ass. Oh, it's not his fault. All right, look. First of all, it's not my boss. It's not my manager's fault. All right, it's the muckety mucks in the corporate office, but that's a fucking bullshit. Every job that I've had, when you get the bonus,
yeah,
you get the bonus.
It's the bureaucracy, but it's the bureaucracy bullshit.
Who the hell, who prorates a bonus, man? What the fuck is that? Either you get your bonus or you don't. Either you didn't work there enough time or you did, and you get the whole full amount of a bonus. What kind of Grinch bah humbug shit is that? Isn't that horrible? Fuck, everybody else, oh, we got our bonus.
Dude,
yeah,
terrible,
yeah,
man.
Everyone's walking around, we got
trickle
bonus.
Trickle down theory, baby. Trickle down theory.
Bunch of, all my other asshole coworkers going around, oh, we got our bonus. We got our bonus. They're all walking around like fairies. Oh, you got a bonus. Look at me. I'm going to get a big screen TV. I got a bonus. I'm going to shove it right up their ass. I hope they all get their bonuses stolen
from
them.
Check your G-talk,
I hope their bonus checks bounce. I should take the bonus check and burn it right in front of my boss. Be like, hey, here you go. Here's your bonus right here.
Really? Stick it in their ash and light
it. Shove
it
up your ass.
You do, man. It's like infant.
Fucking shit. Can you imagine that? We're going to prorate your bonus. You haven't been working here long enough. Sorry, you were just a temp. You were
check
just
your G-talk here, you, Mom.
It's
what
like,
a bunch of assholes.
It's like, sorry, you were just doing the same job for, you know, half the pay. Up until September, so now we're going to cut your bonus also. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, boss. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, boss. Okay, massa. Thank you, sir. I say. I sure is happy to get my third of a bonus. Thank you, sir. I is so blessed to work here. Bail that cotton. Crazy fucker's going to keep calling.
Hey,
what do you
want, old man?
Message,
yeah, I'm calling in talk to their milkman who said that I should be waterboarded. And I'll tell you what there, you piece of shit, cock-sucking fucking piece of human debris. You trying to waterboard me or do any of the things that you in your fucking slant-eyed race do to the people of the Middle East, the Muslims.
Wow.
Fuck you piece of fucking shit. Try it, you fucking goddamn nigger-licking, George Bush asshole-licking piece of fucking shit.
Good point, Crazy Fucker. We totally need to get a soundboard of Crazy Fucker, and that's good material right there. Gotta love that Crazy Fucker. Milkman, you're sending in a number. Called you your slant-eyed race. Oh, Jesus God. All right, so we got the number for Yangping, the direct number for Yangping, the lady we were talking about earlier. We could do that. All right, let's do it. Shut up, phone. Fuck you. Oh, well, that number's busy there. That ain't gonna work. All right, let's call Uncle Howie's Pizza instead. Uncle Howie's Pizza. Whoop-de-doo. Taking a break after this call. That's okay with you guys. I'm up against a hard break.
We do some international calls tonight, right? I wonder if Lonesome, did you get unblocked from Skype? I'm being called the UK up.
Under fucking spell. All the things in
pizza.
The... Hello, this is the pizza place.
Yes, this is. This is Somebody's Pizza.
I'm interested in pizzas.
Okay, what would you like?
I like... What do you recommend as far as your crust? Do you have whole wheat crust?
We have regular crust, thin crust, extra thick, extra thin.
Could you repeat those again?
There's regular crust, there's thin crust, extra thin, and extra thick.
What's the last one?
Extra thick.
Extra what?
Extra thick.
Thick?
Yes.
Oh, thick. Okay, all right. Yeah, put me down for one of those thick ones.
What size?
Yeah. Extra thick.
A large?
The extra thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the extra thick one.
Okay, yeah, but we got...
You have thin crust. I know, you already said you have extra large, thin crust, extra thick, extra thin. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Did you get that?
Huh?
Did you get that?
You said you wanted an extra thick pizza, sir, but you...
Yes, thank you.
Size.
Please, how long will that be?
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I need a beer. Oh, look at that. Found one. Good thing I got a whole box of them next to me. Beer number 3, everybody. Cheers. Somebody checking in, listening from...
You take that little blip there with Crazy Fucker and play that right to that security call guy.
Yeah, I got you.
Uncle Howie's.
Hey, yeah, I want an extra thick pizza, and that lady obviously doesn't want to respond to me. I don't know what's going on.
Can I get your phone number, sir?
407-459.
Is that your area code?
407-459-4534. This is a manager I'm speaking to?
No.
I only like to speak to managers, usually.
What's that?
I only like to speak to managers, usually.
Okay.
Because you guys usually mess up the orders.
We usually mess up the orders?
You should, I should be on record there. Look up my phone number and see if you find me on record. I'm supposed to only speak to the manager.
There's a... It doesn't come up as anything. 407-459-4534 doesn't come up as anything.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I got a new place then. All right, so what sizes do you have? What kind of crust do you have? I was asking her. She kept throwing me, like, talking about numbers.
We have a small. Well, we have a personal. We have a small.
No, no,
medium,
no.
Large, and then we have a
buddy,
family.
Hey,
size.
Hey, brother. Crust. What kind of crust do you have?
We have thin, regular, and thick.
All right, so I'll take one of those thick ones.
What size?
Exactly, one of the thick ones.
What?
Thick, man. You're saying what size, and I'm telling you want a thick crust. Well, what's the big deal? You understand?
The big deal is you're not saying what size pizza you want. You're just saying
thick
crust.
Thick crust pizza.
Yeah, no shit. What size?
Hey, excuse me? Let me speak to the manager right now, please. Call him back.
Returning to main menu. You have one new message. To listen to your messages, press 1. To
this
place
is a weak show tonight.
To listen to your messages, main settings
I'm
menu. To change your greetings,
man.
You have one new... Please enter the phone
so
number
guilty.
You have. This is a free call.
You nigger-licking piece of shit.
Milk, don't use that word. The staff doesn't use that kind of words here, okay? Thank you.
Uncle Howie.
Yes, I need to speak to the manager, please. I'm returning his call.
I'll have to replay.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Thank you. Little do they know, I've replaced their coffee with dirt.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with the manager, please?
That would be me right now.
What's your name?
My name is Danny.
Someone just said the S-H-I-T word to me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who was that, please?
Did you get a name?
I talked to the lady at first, and she couldn't understand me. And someone else came on, and he kept asking me what size, and I kept telling him, and then he said, no shit, and then he hung up the phone when I asked to speak to the manager.
Well, I'll find out.
Go ahead. I'll wait. Because I want you to put them on the phone with me, you and me at the same time, and I want him to apologize. Who's whispering in the background? What is that? What's the whispering? What is that?
I hear yelling. At
him. No,
it's
I heard
a very busy restaurant, sir.
Well, who's whispering in the background? Though I heard someone whispering.
I don't hear whispering. I hear a girl. Her name is Emily. She's working at the counter.
Ask Emily who she put on the phone after she talked to me the last time I called.
Emily, come here. This is not the girl you're talking to. She's been clean, but here you can talk. Say hello to this guy. If he thinks you're on the phone with
him. It was me. Hello? Yeah, it was me. It was me, Gary.
Hello?
Who was the guy that said shit to me on the phone?
I don't know. Hold on one second, sir. Let me find out.
I want apologies right now on live on the phone, please.
Well, let me find out if that's what happened. I have to take both sides, so you can't just demand an apology for something that I didn't hear.
Well, maybe you should apologize then.
Well, I apologize that you're asking for something that I can't have right now.
You know, you ever heard the story that the customer's always right? And the manager's always an asshole? Did you hear about that one?
So you're calling me names now? Is that
because you, I think it was you that I was talking to, and you said you didn't give a shit.
Now, I can assure you it was not me, sir. I mean, if you want to believe that, that's fine, but it was not me. I don't talk like that to customers.
No.
Unfortunately, I know we do have employees that may say that. We have a lot of young employees, and that happens from time to time.
Do you have a speakerphone there?
To reprimand them.
Do you have a speakerphone there?
No.
You don't? How much of the staff can you gather around the phone to make an apology?
Probably not enough for you, sir.
Well, just a few of them at least. I mean, it kind of make me feel better, and we can proceed with the order.
No, I'm sorry. Sir, if there's something I can help you with right now...
Yeah, my apology for someone saying S-H-I-T.
Well, I mean... If I say I'm sorry for that, is that really going to make you feel better? Because I will say it right now.
No, not you. I want an apology from the mouth that said the bad words to me. That's who needs to apologize to me. That's all it is. Well, ask the girl. You know, I called and this girl, she didn't want to take my order, and she put a guy on, and then the guy said the S-H-I-T word to me. So.
All right. Hold on. Hey, Bill. Yeah, Bill. Are you talking to this customer right now? I want you to apologize right now for anything you said, okay? Hold on. I'm going to put him on right now, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
I want you to apologize for saying the S-H-I-T word, please.
Sorry.
No, wait, for what? What are you sorry for?
For saying shit.
You little fucker. Put your manager back on the phone, please.
Hello?
He just said the word again to me.
Did you use any foul language yourself, sir?
I did because I'm defending myself. I have a right to defend myself, sir. And
you can't ask for an apology and be doing the same thing.
Well, look what he said. He said the word again. He snuck the S-H-I-T word on me, sir.
I was
and
right here. I did not. I heard him say it like you were asking him what for.
For saying the word. He couldn't say that. He couldn't say for saying a bad word. He had to say it again. He had to sneak it in because he's disgusting. He's a disgusting person. I'm allowed to defend myself, sir.
Well, you know, I don't know what I can do.
I want you to write him up right now and fax me a copy.
I'm not going to do that.
Write him up. You have to write him up. It's in a policy. You have to write him up.
Anything you say. I'm trying to.
Oh, so it's okay. Customer calls in to Uncle Howie's Pizza, and we say the S-H-I-T word, and it's okay. No one gets written up. No one wants to apologize. Like nothing happened. Is that how you people work there?
No, it's not.
Why don't you people go back to your own country if that's the way you're going to come over here?
What country is that, sir?
Italy.
What country is that?
Italy. Is this Italian food?
I guess if you want to call it.
Go back to your own country, sir, please, and stop ruining our country.
Well, you sound like a very well-educated...
You hung up on me, right?
This conversation, the owner is... has the same mindset as you do, so you can call him in.
Well, I'm recording this. I'm going to speak to Bob Morton and the news office tomorrow morning. All right, fine.
Returning to main menu.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk to Bob Morton right now, as a matter of fact. Fuck with me. Little sneaky fuckers. I demand apologies on it again. You say you guys saw. I asked for an apology and I got it. I don't play. I'm Car Fucking Lito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. time? Sidekick Chuck, tell me what time you want to go on tonight. It's almost midnight. What time do I have Syndicate until? I'm going to take a break right now so I can pee. TMI. Anyway, when we come back, we're gonna do more prank calls. How they're gonna go, I don't know, but we're gonna try. Send in your request to me. As I said before, the toll free line is open. If you're anybody but Crazy Fucker, please call in. I will.
888-278-8509.
There you go, Milkman. All right, you got it right. Finally, 888-278-8509.
Show your titties.
The website is also out there, madhouselive.com. Again, our website is madhouselive.com. And be sure to stay tuned to syndicateradio.tv if you are there now. If not, you should go there and bookmark it. I want to say I really love the new syndicateradio.tv player. It's a very good quality.
I cannot get in there, dude. I think they must have changed your address or something. You have to send me the new link to the address because I'm the only one in that room.
Oh, yeah, it's different now, man. Hang on. I'm going to Google it to you right now. So, there you go. I've heard from a few people that are a little confused, including me at first. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't get it.
Cornfused.
There you go. Sent it to you, buddy. There you go. Click on that. You'll see what's up. Anywho, when we come back, we've got more numbers to do, including Bill's Friendly Market, Marco's Pizza, the Pizza Dude, Crazy Jim's Blimpy Burger, Sacco Subs, I never got to call that one. We also have Pizza Rustica. I've heard of that place in West Hollywood, California. I heard that's really good pizza. I think they're nationally famous, Pizza Rustica in West Hollywood, California. Maybe we should call them. Maybe we should Wikipedia that.
They're definitely close to here.
Well, we'll check it. And also Big Ron's Speakeasy in Louisiana. And your request also. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, bitches.
Yeah, Maven! Go, baby! I'm guilty! I'm guilty! I love it! I'm guilty!
11:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're taking about a 5 to 6 minute break. When we come back, it'll be officially Friday on the East Coast.
Yeah! So, no, that's right. All you need.
Thank you. Stand by.
Hey, next midnight. Now, this midnight, the next midnight, going into Friday. MTV, my art will be on MTV.
I followed into the studio, but I was too late to stop it.
Whoa,
that's right.
Tom.
You're never stopping. You're dead.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Huh?
Yes, hi. Are you friends with 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you know 18? Is this Kate? This isn't the can, dude, because I found out on good word that you were talking to my girl on a chat room.
No?
My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie. That's
what chat room? Because I don't...
Some fucking web chat room, man.
No, I don't go on those.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it out?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know if you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you.
Dude, hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, jackass, I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like, I saw her doing something on the video cam.
What kind of...
With some fucking dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she says some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number telling her to call you.
No. Well, I what happened... I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but...
But they gave your phone number, I mean...
No, I can. Can I explain what happened? I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who. Okay, and they knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving. Another person ordered. Somebody else called me. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people, and I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know,
it says right here. Look, listen. It says right here. I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old are you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that. Yes. This is really my. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here.
Okay, that's what I would. I'd never say something like that.
Sir, I have something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages.
Okay, well, can I please... Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. But, you know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this, but...
Do you look at porno... do you look at porno dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore. I did, like, a long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked at porno pictures on the computer?
This was, like, years ago.
Together, you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up thing.
Because people aren't supposed, people your age aren't supposed to look at porno.
It was a pop-up.
That's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, but why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're free to go. I mean, you're here on your own accord. You're free to go.
Okay. Is anything... I mean, am I going to have to go through anything, or...?
Well, you're going to be on... I mean, you're part of the report.
Okay.
This is going to be on NBC Radio about predators like yourself who break marriages up on the Internet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to figure this out, figure out who this is, and I'm going to talk to him, because, you know...
Let me know, but...
Okay, if I find out who it was, I'll call you and let you know what I find out, because I didn't have...
Okay. Good job, son. You got it. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the DA, and everything's going to be all right. I don't worry
about it. What's DA? Him.
Yeah, the district attorney. I'll talk to the DA, and I'll smooth it over to be cool.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm the guy on the TV, so I will work it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay, bye. I got to go. My mom's calling me.
Hey, tell her I said hi, all right?
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Taking the world by force.
98.6
ML.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man?
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
In the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother, Chucky D? He's sway nice. I said, yo, brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you're turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking at me on the way out to L.A. Lounge and Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, keep the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
What goes on?
All right, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio. We just had an olive. Thank you for staying tuned throughout the break, everybody who made it. I'm eating some of these kettle-cooked extra crunchy potato chips. It's probably not a good idea, seeing how my tooth is bothering me, to probably end up cracking it. And después se jodió la mierda. All you Hispanics know exactly what I mean. All want to mention we also do have a channel on justin.tv /madhouse, and also of course on YouTube channel Madhouse Radio. Be sure to favorite us and check us out. We got plenty of archive prank calls up there that you can watch and stuff and that. Jonathan, you're in Madhouse Radio. What's up, man?
What's up, Carlito?
Doing good, bro. How you been? How's your week?
Pretty good. Just got out of the shower.
Oh, yeah. Oh, TMI. Are you dressed at least?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know what? Have you ever seen those showers that have two shower heads in them? You know what I'm talking about? I'm not in person, but you ever heard of them? Because I really want one of those really bad.
Yeah, I heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about a bidet? I might get a bidet one there. I'm going to be able to say I got a bidet. I've never used one of those. I don't know. Maybe you think it's kind of a French thing to do. You know what a bidet is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a water fountain for your ass. So, like, I don't know, when you use a bidet, do you have to use toilet paper still? I guess you still do have to dry it off a little bit. Yeah. So, anyway, brother, what you got for me? Give me some news. Throw me some funky shit.
Just the same old, trying to get a different roommate as well.
What happened?
It's just not working out, put it that way.
The dirty?
Put it this way, he thinks he's a big bully.
Aww,
put it that way.
Really?
It's cause trouble.
And we don't want that, man. I didn't know you had roommates. I thought you had your own place.
I have a roommate that's splitting the costs and stuff.
You got a house or an apartment, or what do you do?
Apartment.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, you know, roommates are a problem. You know, I enjoyed my life. I had a period of time where I had a one-bedroom place all by myself. Then I had to go meet this one over here. Athena, you still here? She went back to bed. I went over there and hit her. No, I was just joking around. I smacked her, and I thought I was just smacking her on the, you know, on the chest, and ended up smacking her somewhere else that was kind of sensitive, so I probably am going to get in trouble when I go to bed tonight. Yeah, what can you do, huh? Yeah, whatever. She threatened to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and punch me in the balls to get back at me. You gotta love it, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing like that kind of love in the house. I love it, man. Bro, you should see I went through my house and I have all these Star Wars collectible things and stuff. I'm gonna start trying to sell them on eBay to try to make some extra cash. I got a lot of crap. Like, I can't believe I spent so much money on this crap. I got an autographed R2-D2, excuse me, I got an autographed R2-D2 figurine. Like, you know, R2-D2 in Star Wars. There was a midget named Kenny Baker. He's still alive, and he's still living. But he was inside the robot, and I got his autograph once. It's right over here. I don't know if you're looking at the video. I don't know how much I could get for this. It's got a bent corner is the problem. Look at that. Autographed by Kenny Baker. I thought this was back when I got this, like, in 1997, 1998, I think. I was still in high school when I got this done. Star Wars, The Power of the Force. So, I don't really think, like, this kind of stuff doesn't really sell for that much. I'm going to try it. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it away as a prize one day. But the guy, the actor, the midget guy, really funny guy. I talked to him for, like, a good 10 minutes. And, yeah, but I don't think I can really sell stuff that's bent. It has to be all mint condition, and that's been in my parents' closet for a long time, and I got all screwed up. I'm pretty depressed about it. I got a bunch of stuff. I got Simpsons figurines. I've got Star Wars figurines here. I've got old basketball cards that probably aren't worth anything anymore. I got a Shaquille O'Neal rookie card. Probably not worth anything. Waste of time. Waste of money. Waste of investments, man, from my high school days, from my teenage years. All for nothing now. You know, because everyone back then used to, older people back then used to tell me, yeah, man, if I could go back in time and if I could get all those old baseball cards that I used to have when I was a teenager, you know, I'd be rich right now. But my mom threw them out when I went to college. You know, so I said, I'm going to save all the stuff, and now it's all, like, worthless. So whatever. I don't know what I'm getting at, but, yeah. Man, oh, man. You got any suggestions for my wedding, ways to relax? You ever take any anti-anxiety stuff or anything, any natural thing you can maybe suggest to kind of, what do you do to relax? I want to smoke cigars, but they're bad for you. They're not, you know. Athena got mad at me because I was smoking a cigar inside the house right now. That's why you haven't seen me smoking cigars on the show like I used to all the time, because she doesn't like the smell of it. She's going to stick up the house.
Cigar smell, I actually like it. smell cigars, especially the Black and Milds.
Yeah. Most pipe tobacco. Black and Milds are pipe tobacco. Kind of different. It's not the same.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you ever get on Skype anymore?
I've got it. I never jump on. Do people use it to message, or what do you do on there? You talk to each other on, like, voice-wise?
It's like an internet phone.
Yeah. I know what it is. I mean, I've got an account. I never really use it. I might start doing that. I've had a lot of people asking me lately, you know, to get on Skype, to talk to them on Skype. But I usually don't like to bring up the mics, like the mic and all that stuff. It takes me a long time to set it all up. I don't have, like, a regular, like, a gaming headset, you know, just so I can pop on, you know, and go on real quick. I might start doing that. Maybe. Oh, look, are you on Skype?
I'm on Skype right now, but I think you actually blocked me one time.
I blocked you?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, no, I want to do that. No, I didn't mean to block you. I'll unblock you. What's your username on there? You want to give it out?
Grinch2009.
Okay. All right. Well, next time I get on Skype, I'll make a note to make sure I don't block you on there.
Yeah, I'll check your block list.
Yeah, I'll clear my block list. I'll clean slate, man. Don't worry about it. We'll be cool. We'll talk. All right. Jonathan, you interested in doing a show while I'm out? Maybe you can pick up the... Do you ever do a show? You don't do shows on Syndicate ever, do you?
I got the proper equipment for it, but I got to talk to Dino about it. I just did a reformat on my computer, so I think I'm good to go.
All right, cool. Well, I'm looking for someone to fill in for me. I don't know who wants to do it. Maybe Chuck can do it. That'd be a lot of show for him, because he'd be starting at 10 o'clock, which is like 7 o'clock his time. I think he works. I don't know if in his normal time, I think he ends at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know if he's going to want to do that. I have to figure something out in the next 2 to 3 weeks, because I'm not going to be here. It's not like I can play a replay or a best of or something like that. I'm not going to be around to kick the stream, you know what I mean? So I've got to work something out, man. I'm sure everything will be okay. I'm sure you guys will be okay if I'm gone for a month. Hopefully I'll come back and I'll have an audience left. I got to do something. I got to find some filler. Any suggestions? What should I do? Jonathan.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Sorry, roommate was talking to me.
That's okay. You're a jerk roommate. All right, so seriously, do you think it'd be safe if I were to take a break for a month? Do you think I should play replay or just let someone else go on? What would be the best, you think? You're a listener.
I think either way, someone might have to fill in for you, because playing a replay, you never know, someone might get screwed up, and we don't want that to happen if you... playing a replay of the Madhouse.
Right. Yeah, it'll screw up. It won't people just get mad or tune out. Yeah, exactly. It'll be all right. Anybody could take over. I don't think it's a big deal. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, we got plenty of people to take over. I mean, hell, Emmy gets on whenever she wants when she's drunk and crazy.
Emmy. Poor Emmy. She's awesome.
Whether the stream is clear or not, We'll find someone for you. Don't worry about that, Carlito.
Cool. Thanks, Grinch, man. Love the support, brother. All right. I'm going to move on with the show. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I'll talk with you next week.
All right. Well, hi to all your fans and listeners, you know.
All right. Yeah. Just want to wish everybody a happy weekend.
All right, brother, man.
And see you next Thursday.
Talk to you next Thursday, man. See ya.
All right.
Yeah. Turn the mic on, Carlito. Yeah. That's Jonathan. See, I had to block crazy fucker from calling in because he kept blowing up the phone. Jesus, guy. Take it easy, man. I'll unblock you in a little bit. Mike says get a heavy flat item and apply it to the corner. You think so? But it's bent. Like, it's seriously bent. It's got a wrinkle in it, you know, like the paint. The color in it is like white now. I don't know. I'll just give it out. I don't know. Then I'll have to ship it out. What does it say on here anyway? When is this from? 1997 Lucasfilm LTD. That's old. Kenner. Inside the Imperial Death Star, R2-D2 uses one of his many mechanical assets to rescue his rebel companions from certain death within a rapidly closing trash compactor. Wow. So you mean to say I bought this 12 years ago? I'm going to open it up and play with R2-D2 now. Yeah, Mike, yeah, that was a 97, Star Wars re-release. I guess that's what it was around that time, right? When they remastered everything and ruined it. Persian Afghan Kebab from in Sunnyvale, California here. Let's give them a call. Next prank call tonight's coming right up, everybody. Enjoy.
Do I have to use make a new login, or do I use my original stuff?
You're going to make a new login. New login to the syndicate now. I took out Carlito.
Okay.
Is that to make an order for pickup, please?
Okay, would you like it?
I like pork kebab.
Huh?
Pork kebab.
What kind kebab?
With pork.
Huh?
Pork kebab.
Pork kebab?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Muslim restaurant?
Yeah, so I have pork with curry spice on it, please.
Oh, no, if you needed pork, it's going to Mexican City.
No. I don't want carnitas. I want a kebab. This
kebab?
Is the,
What kind kebab?
With meat.
What kind meat is?
Persian Afghan.
Oh, Persian Afghan. What kind meat is?
With the meat, you know, kebab meat.
I know it's kebab meat. What kind kebab is? We have a lot of different kebab.
You tell me what's good.
Huh?
Pork kebabs.
What?
This is not, you don't have kebabs there? Did I call the wrong
we
number?
We have kebab, but it's a different pronunciation. I don't know which one is.
Why are you so frustrated, sir? Am I making you angry?
Hmm?
Are you frustrated? I'm sorry. Please don't get mad. Don't yell at me.
No.
Why are you yelling at me?
Communication problem with you.
Oh, it's your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to, you want to fix the phone?
Yeah. Can you hold on for a second, please?
No.
I talked to this guy before, remember? This is the touch your number guy. This is the guy, right? Remember, I touch your number. You call me.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what's now, the... I mean,
okay,
are you refusing...
The telephone, I think it's okay now.
Okay.
Okay, now, can you give me the order, what you like it?
I want kebab.
From where are you calling?
Huh?
From where are you calling?
From Florida.
407?
Mm-hmm.
Far away.
Yeah. It's a cell phone.
You're calling from Philadelphia?
Uh-huh.
Virginia?
No, I'm calling from my cell phone.
Where are you right now?
That's private information. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so please...
We are closed right now.
No, wait a minute. You wanted to take my order now because you know that I'm not from the United States, so you don't want to take my order.
Oh, I know. That's why.
Because you're a racist? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're busy right now. We closed it.
No. If you're busy, then you're not closed, and you were asking for my order, and now you're refusing me service.
Yeah, we not serve it the way you want to, the kebab, pork kebab. We don't
I didn't say pork kebab. You just said your phone was messed up that you couldn't hear me.
That's what, something like this.
Well, chicken. I said chicken. You kept saying pork, and I kept saying, I don't want pork. I'm Muslim. I don't eat that. I only eat halal. I eat halal. Halal only.
You know, where is our location?
Mm-hmm.
Where is our location?
Sunnyvale. I work for Atari. I work in the area.
What part of Sunnyvale we are?
I work in Atari.
Some people call several people as bother has. That's why I'm asking.
So, and you maybe you call me.
Somebody ordered is last night is not coming pick up. That's why I'm asking.
Are you accusing me of being a bad person?
No, I'm not saying you the that person. But see, you know, this is not no what is the right order.
Maybe I have proof that you don't wash your hands. Hmm?
I don't know.
Maybe have proof that you don't wash your hands and that you cut chicken and you don't wash the surfaces with the chicken.
Oh, maybe that's what happened.
Maybe you need to make me some pork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Make it now.
We are finished, yeah?
No. Not until you apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing to you.
Listen,
sorry.
You left me a
I know we have the number you called me.
You left me a harassing voicemail of my business.
Oh my God, leave me alone. Why you bother the business?
You left me.
Now you started the bother stuff, yeah?
You left me.
Inshallah.
Oh my God, why you bother calling the business?
Jesus. Alright, let's call him back. Let's call him back from a local number.
Dude, I cannot get in that chat. Whenever time it says to log in or join or create an account, it won't let me create one, man. I gotta try it again.
You just put in your username, password, and it creates it for you right in the front. I thought, no, is that not how it works? That's pretty easy
it
for
won't
me, Milkman.
Let me do it.
I don't know. Well, you always have a habit of making everything overcomplicated. We got another voicemail. Not a voicemail. But we got another prank call request here.
Hey,
take it easy. Why?
Check your Gmail, man. I'm going to send you another request here.
Check
man.
Your Gmail, homo. Okay.
Now you can check your Gmail.
Check your Gmail. All right, we'll call it. You win.
Yes, until what time are you open?
10 to 10.
Can I make an order, please?
Okay, what do you like?
I have... You have chicken kebab?
One chicken, okay.
Uh-huh. Do you have tandoori rice?
It comes with the rice, yes.
Oh, this is a tandoori rice?
What?
Is it tandoori rice?
Hold on, talk.
Hello?
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 Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Can you talk in a little bit loud, please?
I'd like to make an order, please.
What?
I'd like to make order, please.
Okay, what do you like?
I want vegetarian kebab.
We don't have vegetarian kebab.
Do you have vegetarian meat?
Vegetarian what?
Meat.
Beans?
Meat.
Vegetarian meat, no.
Do you have an asshole over there who doesn't make a right order and puts hair on the food and then refuse to give the money back when I complain? Huh?
We gotta get a row with this guy. We've got him angry in the past. He's a funny dude.
To place a call.
Alright. Sorry, guys. Thought the mic was off. Yeah. You know, I'm getting tired too. So, tell me about this MTV thing. What's going on with the MTV? Tell me. Well, you're on MTV. Your art is on MTV. They're going to show us like, look at this. You can buy this for $10.
Yeah. Mug Sticky, remember I did the art for last year?
No. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm kidding. I do. Yes, Muck Sticky, the weed guy. Yeah.
So that's in the show that he's on. That's on the show that he's on. $5 cover, which will be midnight, Friday night, going into Saturday.
Okay, so what's the deal with that? So your art's going to be featured on it? Are you going to be on it, or just the art, or how's it work out?
My art's all in it. Yeah, awesome. My art's all in it.
Cool. All right, so I'm gonna DVR it. So it's on MTV. MTV tomorrow night at midnight, right?
Yeah, you'll see it on T-shirts and posters and shit.
Okay, cool. I'll make a note to check that out. All right, well. Next prank call tonight's coming right up. We're gonna be calling the Cuba Cafe and Bar. Two Cubas in that one. Cuba Cafe and Bar. Sweat for my balls, everybody. CB4, 1992. One moment.
Movie.
Cuba, this is Andre.
Hey there, buddy. How you doing, sir?
Good, yeah?
All right, good deal. Want to make an order, please? You guys still serving food? Can I still pick it up?
No, kitchen's closed.
What else do you guys offer there? Cigars?
No cigars anymore.
Do you have any kebabs?
Kitchen's closed.
So what do you do there, then? Why do you answer the phone? What's the point?
Bar's still open.
Mm-hmm. Can I speak to a Cuban person?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
What do you need to speak to a Cuban person for?
Because I'd rather not speak to an American.
Oh, okay. Actually, the owner just left. The chef he might still be here, but everybody else is gone.
Any Puerto Ricans?
The bar's open right now.
Is Puerto Ricans there?
Puerto Rican? Nope.
No?
Not now. Nope.
All right. What kind
not
of
right now?
Do you have Pelo Negro rum?
No.
What rums do you have?
You want to know them all? I have Zaya, Zacapa, Matusalem. I have.
Do you have Bicho Prieto?
No, no Bicho Prieto. You can't get that here.
No. Okay.
I'm imported to Colorado.
Mm. No. You come from. I go to Bermuda. I pick it up.
I know where it is, but they don't. There's no importer in Colorado for that.
No, I do. I can get it. You get interested?
Are you an importer?
No, yeah, well, I mean, I fly to Bermuda and I pick it up. You know, you can get it legal in Bermuda and I bring it in.
Yeah, sure, bring it in.
You want Bicho Prieto?
Sure, bring it in.
Okay. How big?
I 750s or the double liters are good too.
What do you trade for?
I'll pay you for it.
What about your sister?
My sister? I don't have a sister.
You have a brother?
For you?
Yeah, I'll take
I'll find one.
No, I'm serious, a hole's a hole.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a little heat in there.
I guess it depends on how much rum you drink.
Yeah, well, how much rum do you drink?
Tonight, not much.
I give you good porking. You sound good. Yeah, you like the pork?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You're not halal, right? You like porking?
Yeah, I like it all.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You sound like it too. Yeah. What about your? How many fathers do you have?
How many fathers?
Mm-hmm.
One that I know of.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Did you
one
ask
that I know of? Like I said.
This chance you might have a few.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is your mom
you
still
too?
Around?
Hmm.
Not me. No, my mom was only the one person. My father.
You sure?
I'm positive. Yeah.
You were there when it happened.
Yeah, matter of fact, I have video of it. Mm-hmm.
If there's video then, it's probably like 8mm. Kind of could have been grainy.
It was your mother.
My mom?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's your mom? That makes
us
brothers?
My father fucked your mother and I came out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
My father fucked your mother first and then I came out. And then you came in after me. I'm your older brother.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
What's up, Bobby?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, right? Hang up the phone. I command you.
Anything else?
No, I think we're done.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Stupid gay-ass fucking fat-ass Puerto Rican Carlito show. This is the worst show ever. This is the worst show of the month. The worst show of May. You're listening to it right now.
Oh, man.
Fuck, you know what I forgot? Every time every time...
Oh, man.
Every time that we come back from break and it's officially the first of the month after midnight, I always do the fucking... I played the wrong song. I'm always supposed to play the Bone Thugs and Harmony first of the month. I forgot about it. Damn it! I've never missed it. Every time that it becomes midnight...
What? There was a rule? I didn't even know this rule.
It's just a thing I do. You never heard of me doing that? I always play that when we come back from the break, you know, after it's...
No! What are you talking about? You're crazy. You're insane.
Because
you're
talking
to yourself.
I take my break.
All these real weird rules all you know about.
I take my break right before midnight, right? So when we come back and the first song we play from after the break, it's always the first of the month officially, and we always play the first of the month. This one right here. Jesus Christ. All right.
Move forward. It's time for change.
Sinking here tonight, man. Help us out, Baz. Give us a hand.
Let's play some Hendrix. That'd be good.
I'll try.
All right. We'll try a few more prank calls around it. Johnny?
That was a good... You got that call anywhere queued up? The end?
That's a long... I'll play at the end of the show. All right, we're going to call Johnny's Cigar and Martini Bar. Hang on, folks. Hey, my nigga, we have a wonderful day. You know what I'm going to drink three beers really fast.
Good one, Mike. Yeah, I forgot about the Enda.
You forgot about the Enda? What's wrong with it? How could you forget about it? Let me see if I can find it. How do you spell the Enda?
I haven't thought of it in a while, dude. That's a classic.
I forgot how you spell it, though. That's a problem.
I think it was D-I-E-N-D-A, wasn't it?
D-I-E-N... There we go, the Enda. God damn it, dude. It's 21 minutes and 33 seconds. Hold on. Damn it, it's celebration. No, we're not.
Ken, what is your recording? Wonderful breakfast. Could you please come on over now?
Well, we can close out with it, man. That is a classic.
Poor-hearted. We will get you to... Well, I didn't really encourage her. It was more of an... Hello?
All right, here we go. Listen to this while I drink some beers.
Well, have you got Marie, Cherie with you?
Actually, I'm all alone, and I'm just cruising around here in a stretch limo, naked, and I was hoping you could come along, darling.
Now, my brothers don't talk to me like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. We could go out and have a wonderful time. I could introduce you to my friend. I've got a very nice friend. His name is Katie Guy, and my buddy here, Carlito, could come along as well. We could ask Vivian to come along.
What is his name?
Carlito. Yes, Carlito is a very good friend of mine, mate.
Carlito?
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he belongs to this country.
I'm Puerto Rican. Well, he is very nice, kind friend of mine now. I have him here on the phone here. Let me get him in here so he can say hello. Carlito, please say hello to my friend Brenda.
Okay, I don't.
Don't call him, she's not Brenda tonight.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Carlito.
Carlito.
Carlita.
C-A... Are you a man or a woman?
C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
Do you know somebody called... Philip?
I know Philip very well.
You know somebody called Philip?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Well, where is Philip?
In my mouth.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't know who you are, actually. I think you're an imposter. Maybe I'm stupid to stay on the phone, because maybe while I'm talking to you, you're fixing me up.
I am the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother, so you can't be.
I am the Queen Mother.
You are not, but I'm the Queen Mother.
And I am not dead.
Nor am I.
I shall live forever in vain for a thousand years.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm living forever.
This right will have no boundaries.
No, that's right.
I'm the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother.
Tell you, you're an imposter.
I'm not.
You're
hooking me up to somebody else's telephone and costing me a lot of money.
Well, then you're an imposter.
You are.
My Knights of the Liege will come to your house. And
I will not open the door.
And dispatch you from your imposterism.
No, you won't, because I'm not going to answer the door to you, because I'm in a fortified castle.
The Queen Mother's justice is swift and just.
Yes, that's right. You aren't her, I am.
I carry a strong pimp hand, and I know how to use it.
Well, what do aeroplanes feel like?
Oh, they feel nice.
Have you been in an aeroplane?
Tomorrow I go on the aeroplane. I go on the aeroplane tomorrow.
Well, okay then. So you've been in an aeroplane?
Is that a question? I don't like aeroplane. I'm afraid of aeroplane.
I think, actually, you are an imposter.
My gum lost its flavor.
And I hope you're not messing me up by costing me money by getting into my telephone line.
This is a prepaid.
Jewel?
Sorry?
This is prepay. Prepay, we call it prepay.
Do we?
This
we
is,
call them prepay.
This is the operator. Hello?
And I think, do you know anybody called Tony?
Yeah, this is Ricardo Martinez. I am the operator with Miami Bell.
Have you got a, did you have a brother called Barry?
Madam, that person is not on the line any longer. This is Roberto Martinez. I am with Miami Bell in Miami, Florida. We are a phone company.
You're a phone company in Florida. Getting hitched up to me.
Miami Bell, yes. We make an intrusive test that there was harassment on his line.
I tell you what, I shall get in touch with the government.
Well,
listen,
I need you to give the ticket number to the government person. It is a federal ticket number. If you copy it down and you tell them, and then they can get in touch with me, and then we take care. Because there was a complaint about this man, he making a call, a bad call. So they have a trace on his phone. And
yes,
and
the vice versa. Thank you.
Yes, but the problem is, hello, ma'am.
The problem is it is a
very collect call, and the complaint is that he are using our number of a long distance international call billing to the other person. So
actually, I didn't make the call.
But he found a way. He goes into undersea cables and he make a
transfer. Yeah, well, in that case, I've got a good friend who's got a submarine and he'll pull the cables out of it. So there you go.
See, you are meeting right now, lady, that you're behind the cables. You are meeting right now. You are in with this man.
Do you know a place called Sindabara?
Do you know a place called Guantanamo Bay? Huh?
Did you know somewhere called Sindabara?
I have heard of it.
Of course you have. You've heard of a cat called Tansing?
Woman, why don't you shut up, okay?
You want me to shut up?
I'm making an investigation on you on the part
okay,
of Miami Bell.
I'm pleased about that.
Miami Bell is making an investigation on you. Because you are accusing me of being a stalking. This is America, okay? This is America here. I am America.
You are in America.
You owe me a favor, okay? You owe me a rib.
No, I don't owe you anything because I've got a grandson in America and he'll come and sort you out.
Oh, he's going to sort me out. Is that a threat?
Yeah, he will.
You know, there's a lot of problems in Miami. Let me let you know.
What do you know about Miami?
I live in Miami.
You live in Miami?
I told you, I work for Miami Bear.
Oh, well. I think I'm going to have to put the phone down now, so goodbye.
So I'm putting you down and you're refusing to pay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, in this case, in the name of the American court, I find you guilty of not paying me.
Yeah, you can do that.
And it's a
hit.
You're guilty of being an asshole.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
You are guilty of being an asshole. It said right on the paper. Listen, you are...
Do you know anybody called Alex?
Do you know Dienda?
I know who?
Dienda.
Rienda?
No, Dienda.
P?
No, D. D like dog. Dienda.
Dienda?
Say again?
I don't know anybody called Dienda.
You don't know Dienda, my dick?
That is being very nasty. This is it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That makes me laugh every time.
Oh, man. That was good, except for the milkman part. Yeah, that was old. That was over a year ago. Remember, yeah, that was like at the end of the show, right? Like, we were done doing the show and everything, and it was just me, Baz,
yeah.
Milkman, and Ted. I think, right? Maybe I think Kokanee was listening too. So just
start, you got wild and crazy. We just started doing a fucking call again, man. We went right back on the air with it.
Yeah, that was funny. I didn't even know where I got the number from. Yeah, the guys in the Madhouse chat room were talking about Everclear. God, that stuff is sin in a bottle. Started fires of that junk. I remember once I was at a party.
Dude.
I was at a party and this guy had a bright idea. We were in a driveway and he poured a line of Everclear going down the driveway, and it was pretty funny because he lit it on fire and went and said, "Hey, watch this! It's going to make a streak, you know, on fire." And the fire went from one end to the other. The problem is he ended the path. And this oil slick, like an oil puddle, you know, in the driveway, caused a huge fire that we couldn't put out. We had to put like dirt on it and stuff. Like a cut. It was like, you know, I guess it was a leaking oil, a car that was leaking oil. And this fire like started in the middle of the driveway. We're like, oh, because like this is like these bushes and stuff where that was going to burn the house down. We freaked out. We had to like throw dirt on it to put it out. It was pretty crazy. Good times, good times. Back when I was 18. Yeah, speaking of 151 is 151. I heard this. I've had before. You ever had a Flaming Dr. Pepper? Isn't that like, what is it? Is it like it's 151 and something and something
151
else.
151 is good shit, man.
Yeah, it's 151 and something else, and you drop a match in it, and it tastes just like Dr. Pepper. It's the craziest thing. I don't know what the recipe is exactly, but if you ever come across someone who says, "Hey, try this Flaming Dr. Pepper. It's really good. I recommend it." All I know, it's 151 and something else. You drop a match and it lights on fire. You blow it out, and when you drink it, it tastes just like Dr. Pepper, bro. And it gets it messed up pretty good.
Stop recommending.
Yeah, you right, man.
Yeah, Mike, I was right, Mikey.
I like
129.
A shot of that. Chase it with water. Don't inhale, and then just boom, right down.
3/4 of a shot of amaretto, almond liqueur, 1/4 ounce of 151, and 1/2 glass of beer. That's right. There you go. There you go. He's copy pasting it right now.
Nice.
It's a good drink. Tastes goddamn good, man.
Pick it.
Hey, dude, I emailed you.
Hey, big boy.
What's going on, Fat Fingers? Me and you had to have a talk here. It's a good thing you're calling in.
Why do we have to have a talk?
Because someone, Milkman, let me let you know what happened. I came home last night, and Athena's telling me, "Did you know Evil Artie was talking to me on Facebook?" And I'm like, "Oh, really? You're talking to my girl about phone sex and disgusting stuff? What's this about?"
I was just fucking around, dude.
Hey, you said some nasty stuff to her. You creeped her out. She reformatted her PC. It was so nasty. Don't talk to my girl on Facebook.
She had to reformat the PC.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're not alive. She had to reformat the PC anyway. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother.
Good, man. So what's going on with you and the girls?
I actually had one of those Flaming Dr. Peppers, though.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it was really good.
It's crazy, right? Just like Dr. Pepper, right?
All I remember is that it was really good. I probably had a few too many.
Uh-oh. Was that when you...
I was also just doing shots of straight 151.
Oh, man. Was that when you were up in Jersey?
Yeah, I was up in Jersey with my cousin.
But it does taste just like Dr. Pepper, right? Isn't it crazy how it tastes just like the shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, no soda in it at all. It's like beer, amaretto, and 151. You light it on fire.
There's also this other fucking good thing that they're making. It's called the Force.
The Force?
And they take a 16-ounce can of Minute Maid lemonade,
uh-huh,
pour it in a pitcher, fill that can with vodka, pour that in, and 3 cans of Coors Light, and it tastes just like Mountain Dew.
Coors Light?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's
amazing.
And vodka
and lemonade.
I used to go to this place for a penny. You could get a pitcher of Coors Light. I used to drink just straight out of the pitcher. Like, I get the pitcher, and I walk around with it like it was a beer, like a mug, like a huge oversized
beer mug. I had probably 10 to 15 shots of that.
Holy crap, really? So what is it again? It's Country Time Lemonade or whatever? What is it again?
It's Minute Maid Lemonade, uh-huh, vodka, and Coors Light, and it tastes like Mountain Dew, and I probably had 15 shots of it.
Oh, my God, dude. You know, for me, I just drink gin or beer. That's all I do, man.
Yeah, actually, I called you that night, didn't I?
Yeah, you were really messed up that night. I remember, yeah, you were up there for a funeral getting drunk. I'm like, wow, okay,
yeah,
these people know how
to... My cousin, I tried to tackle
that's
my cousin.
That's the time
cousin,
when he wanted
he was
to wish
Marine,
you cancer, wasn't it?
And he fucking dropped me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hell. Cool.
It was fun, though. My glasses fell off. We had to go looking for my glasses all over the grass.
It's a good thing you didn't step on them, dummy. Jeez.
I almost did.
Yeah, and you're blind without your glasses, man. Remember, you used to drive over here with
your... Exactly, dude.
You lost your glasses in that huge pile of trash that's your room, or your dorm, or whatever it was. So you're, like, driving around with your sunglasses.
Dorm.
You're driving around with your prescription sunglasses because you couldn't find your regular glasses at, like, 10 o'clock at night. Crazy
yeah.
ass. Anyway.
That's safe, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's safe. So tell me about these women you've been talking to on the phone. You've been having getting phone head, huh?
Yeah, I got phone sex after knowing the girl for 24 hours.
That's no problem. You know, I'm going to tell you what, when I was 18, 19 years old, I was actually quite the phone sex hound myself. I had quite a few ladies out there.
Yeah, but you were probably calling phone lines, weren't you?
No, it's just girls that I knew. I was into it. It was my thing. Yeah, I did call a line once. There was one here in Orlando that used to be free.
Were any of them cousins?
No, not cousins. Is that what you're doing, right? You sick fuck.
No.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Into that.
Right. Yeah, sure. Anyway.
I also have to say, I think crazy fuckers should be waterboarded.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's not a fun trip. And if you heard about it, I've heard like the toughest of the tough people can only last like 10, 15 minutes before they freak out. Like, I mean, you'll.
I would think after a minute.
Because it's like simulating drowning, basically. If you think about it,
they
put a rag on your face, right? And mm-hmm. they tip you upside down and they pour water on you, so it's
actually
it's like
I think the Navy SEALs do that to like the recruits.
Well, no, there's
simulate drowning.
Not the SEALs.
Isn't that in the movie G.I. Jane?
I don't know if they waterboarded her, but this.
They use the same like technique to like get her to know what it's like to start to drown. So like you'd have. If you know what it's like, you have that extra couple seconds, you know?
Right, well, you know, not
so you don't panic.
Don't put yourself in that situation, exactly, right? But I'm pretty sure the SEALs, well, there's certain training that you can get through, like the anti-torture training. POW training, they actually do waterboard you to show how it is. And, I mean, they've been doing that since Vietnam, actually. They've been teaching POW, you know, how to train you in case you do become a POW to only... You know, don't give up information. That's you know, that's.
I'm thinking of like as a joke, waterboarding my brother.
Oh yeah, funny. You know what? I think it'd be
That'll
a good
be
joke.
Fun.
I've talked about in the past. I think it'd be funny to spray you in the face with pepper spray. See how you react.
Yeah. How about I come over this week?
Well, we gotta do it on the air. We'll do it on the air. You can't do it here because you'll be yelling like crazy. We'll have to do it. We'll have to go out to like a parking lot somewhere. You know.
Parking lot.
Not my parking lot. You saw the security guy out here, man.
He can't catch us.
Yeah, he can't catch
us. He's heavier than me.
He is, man. That's a big dude. But he doesn't play, man. He actually got some people arrested not too long ago. Some people were coming in here, and
I'll
he was like...
beat the piss out of them.
There were some people smoking weed in the parking lot, and the cops showed up and arrested them. The hell are you
What's
talking
wrong
about?
With smoking a little weed in the parking lot?
Right. Look at Big Outlaw. Talking, look at the pot calling the kettle black. Two fat people talking about Navy SEALs. Oh yeah, you're such a measure of health, Big Outlaw. Oh yeah, Mr. America over there telling us, yeah. Oh, let's not talk about Navy SEALs.
I wish we had White Castles in Florida.
I was in the 82nd Airborne, Big Outlaw. What'd you do for your country? Nothing, did you? Right.
I wish we had White Castle in Florida, don't you?
Nah, I'm good with my crystals, man. This is the South. Don't bring that stuff down here. What's wrong with you?
We should have, like, a crystal eating contest.
Artie, you know, me and you, we need to go to Bojangles, man. I told you about the Bojangles recently, remember?
Isn't that in, like, the Carolinas and shit?
It's over here on University now, bro. What are you talking about? They got
there is?
24-hour breakfast. You can go there anytime you want and get breakfast fast
Denny's
food.
Denny's does, too.
No, but not, like, fast food biscuit stuff like shit. Like, not you got to sit down and...
Denny's.
Yeah, Denny's, but no. I don't want to have to sit there and wait to get served. I want to go through the drive-thru and get it now.
Oh, at a drive-thru?
Yes, drive-thru. Fast food. Let's do it.
I like fast food.
Why don't you come
over? Croissants?
I don't know. Make the trip from Volusia County this weekend. We'll go to Bojangles. We'll eat breakfast at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you say?
Yeah, that sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. So what else is up with you?
I totaled this car.
Again? Another car?
Yeah.
Why? How?
I rolled it in the same place.
In the same spot?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I didn't learn the first time.
You flipped the first one. Didn't you do something?
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ, you're scaring me, dude. Is your driving getting better at least, though, right?
Yeah, I'm driving like 110 down I-4 sometimes.
Well, safe. Not a problem at all. Wait until you get arrested. That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's like what? 50 over?
Oh, yeah, you know, legally, if you're going 50 over, you can get arrested. Like, they don't just pull you over and give you a ticket.
I think 20 over.
No, but I'm pretty sure if you're going 50 over the speed limit in Florida, they pull you over, they arrest you. They don't just give you a fucking ticket. They send you to jail. They don't give a fuck.
No, I'll outrun them.
Artie, I'm telling you the truth, man. I had 14 points on my license in 1 year. They suspended my license for a year. Don't fuck around with that shit, man. You don't want that. You don't want they live that life. I was driving now with a suspended license for a year because I had to get to work. I had to do something. I had to go to school and go to work.
Yeah, well, what's work?
Exactly. So when are you going to go back to school? Are you going to find a job? You never held a job in your
Maybe.
Life, right?
I'm thinking of getting my A-plus certification.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got the books if you need them. I'll help you out. Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, I have all the answers to the test. All you have to do is memorize the answers. You're good to go. I'm going to take the test probably a month after I get back from the wedding. So if you want, we can study together.
Oh, you're getting A-plus?
Yeah, I might as well. I've taken a class. It's easy as fuck to get it, man. It doesn't mean anything anymore anyway.
I already know all the shit. I just need to get the certification. I'm good with the hardware.
I got the answers to the test if you want them. I already got them on my computer here. Yeah, so you can just study it.
I probably need a little brushing up on software and...
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with that, Artie. But to be honest with you, A-plus...
I don't want a fucking diet kicks.
A-plus doesn't do shit for you anyway anymore. It's like it's a bullshit degree. Bullshit
it's
certification.
It's not even a degree, is it?
No, not a degree, it's certification. It's bullshit. I mean, it's good to have, but it's not going to get you anywhere, really. I mean,
no,
you can...
some place you can't even get the job. And plus, with no work history, I got to have something to put on a resume.
You've never worked a job in your life, have you?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Nothing? Not even a part-time?
I once worked as a fluffer.
Yeah, you probably have. God, what employment. Artie, by the time I get back from my wedding, I want you to see you getting a job. I don't care if it's at the Cinnabon or the mall. I don't care if it's at McDonald's, Burger
Cinnabon,
King.
Cinnabon, yay!
Dude, my first job was a Cinnabon. I worked for 2 days at a Cinnabon, man.
A job at McDonald's.
No, you don't want to. Actually, you know what? McDonald's isn't that bad of a place to work. They don't drug test you. You'd be all right.
Imagine how big I'd be.
Gee, no. To be honest with you, I from people that I know that worked fast food, when you work, like my friend, he worked at KFC. He said he will never touch KFC chicken again. It was so. Like, you get so sick of it, because you work with it all day, and you smell it all day, and you, ugh.
I think I'd like that, though.
No, man, I've heard nightmares.
I love it even more.
No, like, I will never go to Cinnabon again after working there for, like, 2 or 3 days. Just that smell.
Take you to Cinnabon, dude.
I can't have Cinnabon. I'm diabetic, jerk. Thank you for rubbing into my face. I appreciate it.
You can still have it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, and I'll die. It'll be fine, yeah. I wish you'd like that. Have your way with my old woman. That's what you want.
I'd house it forever.
All right, man. Artie, what else? What's up? What else? I'm going
to
move on.
You really want me to house it, dude?
No, I don't want you to house it. No one needs to house it. This house will be fine. We're going to turn off all the breakers. Everything's fine. No need for you to house it.
What about the cats?
The cats will be fine. No worry. Cats are fine.
Sidekick Chuck come over and take care of the cats?
He'll eat them. He'll cook them up with soy sauce.
Yeah, I actually did a prank the other night, dude. I called up a... lady selling a dog and said I was going to sell it to some Chinese guy who owns a restaurant.
Yeah? Awesome.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Cool, kick ass, man. What's your next show? When are you going again?
Wednesdays at midnight Eastern.
Okay, Artie, I want you to drink some absinthe. You know that absinthe stuff? I want you to cut your ear off.
Some what stuff? I got a... you want me to burn it off? I got a lighter.
No, go find absinthe. I want you to drink absinthe that drives you crazy and it makes you cut your private parts off.
So I don't contaminate
the rest of the world, yeah. Full Metal Jacket, good movie. Private Pile.
This is Gomer Pyle.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to let you go.
No, don't let me go.
It's too late. See you, man.
All right, later.
All right, bye. That's Big Artie. But he did really freak out Athena. Like, he was saying some weird shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. He was talking about he pulls out every time he wears a condom and he pulls out. It's like, wow. All right. Stellar. Athena was all freaked out about it. I was like, Athena, he says young.
Hey,
he doesn't know.
You're going to have to have Athena's family hook you up with some real ouzo.
Oh, man, they're going to be drinking so much ouzo at the wedding. Milkman, I really hope you can make it, man. You're supposed to be in the wedding. You're going to make it?
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. There's going to be so much ouzo drinking and dancing there. We got a live band at the wedding. We've booked a live band. No kidding.
Yeah.
There's going to be a live Greek band at the wedding. 300 attendees are estimated. I think it's like up to 285 right now.
Can I bring my bouzouki?
You know, I did get your invitation, and it took me a while to figure out who it was.
Really? Good deal. Did you get your invitation? Did you get one? Because, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to tell all the people, like, I wanted to send one.
Uh-huh.
Did you really get one? Because I told you, if you did, I'm happy. Because I told Athena, I was like, Athena, I've got Tuck's address. I've got Kokanee's address.
I totally got one, dude.
Did you really? Bullshit. Did you really? I gave Athena your address.
It was from people in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
It sent me. I thought it was someone else at first.
Okay.
But the names didn't register at all. Yours.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, you did get it. And okay, good. Because I told Athena, I was like,
and
Athena.
Then I saw Athena.
Right, okay. Okay, cool.
And they're like, oh. Of course.
Well, I told Athena, look, we need to invite. Make sure that Tuck gets an invite. I want to make sure Kokanee and these people get invites, because even if they can't come, it's just not, you know, these are friends. It's like, well, no, we're running out of invitations. We can send them out. But I said, here's the freaking address to send them. And she's telling me, well, I can't invite everybody, you know. I can only invite the people who we know are going to come because the invites are expensive and this. And like, I got really upset at her. I know, Milkman, you didn't get one because you're in the wedding party. So we didn't send anybody in the wedding party one because we're presuming you're going to come. And you don't have a stable address right now because you work around. So, I know Dr. Lego is...
I still got the same address, man, but okay. Anyway, that's all right.
Yeah, well,
I'll be there.
Well, we sent one to Dr. Lego, but it came back. It got returned. I think we sent it to the wrong address. So I don't know if he's listening right now. I meant to tell him that when I called him. He's going to come to the wedding.
It's purple ink, right?
Yes, purple.
It's not enough postage to go to Israel, huh?
Did you say purple? It's like a lavender color, right? Is that the one you're talking about? It should be. I haven't even seen it yet. Like, I've seen pictures of it, but I haven't seen an actual
lavender. Exactly.
Yeah. The colors are, it's lavender and ivory, I think, is our wedding colors or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's the wedding. Well, good. I'm glad you got one, Tuck. Good. I told Athena specifically, please make sure at least Tuck gets one.
Ivory and white?
Yeah. Ivory and white. No.
How much does ivory cost?
I don't know. I'm like, Athena, it's all the same. Ivory's... Oh, no. Ivory and white are different. Okay, sweetie. Whatever you say.
Ivory and white are different. That's for sure.
Whatever you say, honey. Psychics is talking about Star Wars weddings.
So
yeah, I saw a video of a Star Trek wedding once. The Star Trek weddings are crazy. Matter of fact, I got the bad tooth here in Orlando. We've got there's a Star Trek dentist. What's it called? Starbase Dental. I might go to get the tooth pulled by the Star Trek guy. You know, I'll tell you something. This time around, the next time I get a tooth pulled, if this is the one that gets it done, I'm definitely getting the gas, because I've never gotten the gas. But my friend, he was telling me the other week that he got a tooth pulled, and he said he had the gas. I've never been in surgery before in my life. I never had a broken bone, but I heard the gas is like they tell you count back, you know, from 100, and by the time you get to 98, you're passed out, and the next thing you know, you wake up, and it's all done. That's the shit right there, right? It's like it never happened. It's like it's erased from existence.
Star Trek doctor give you dilithium gas.
Dilithium gas.
You have a site? That's your name?
What was that? What'd you say? Tuck? Tuck, I'm saying.
Star Trek doctor,
hang on. You got it. I'm sorry, what was that, Tuck? What about my name? Don't give her my last name, goddammit.
I know, but there's a site.
Oh, yeah. I jumped right on top of it. I took up my last name. I don't give a crap. I was like, hell yeah, I'm taking my... It was... The main was out there, and no one took it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take my last name.
Rocks.
Yeah, right? Because, you know, someday someone's going to run for Congress or Senator or Mayor one day, and it has my last name. you know, and they're going to want to buy it, and shit, take it. I just want it for a wedding.
You have all the wedding stuff on the site?
Yeah, right? Pretty good site, right, too? I made it in a day. Not even. It took me about 2 hours to make that website. I'm pretty good at that stuff now.
Yeah, I have to go there. I put mine.
Hey, I joined the site.
Yeah, Milkman, you're Milkman's on the guest list too. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm so happy you got that. I wasn't expecting that talk. I really thought you weren't going to get one, despite the fact that I was begging. I wonder if Hollywood got his too, because I tried to get Hollywood Vanya an invite, even though I know he can't make it. I was like, please, Athena, just send him a courtesy invite. It's a nice thing to do. So good, good, awesome, man. I feel better now. All right. You want to do one more prank call before we get out of here? It's late. It's 1:05. I'm sure Sidekick Chuck's like, come on, fucker. Get off, fatty. We got out of these, I got Johnny's Cigar. Johnny's Cigar and Martini Bar, Enzio's Italian Kitchen, Bova's Italian Restaurant, and Corleone's Italian Underground. Let's call Corleone's.
Hey,
Corleone's. One moment.
Hey,
you know what? I still haven't seen the movie Serpico. I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but I really want to watch that movie now. Because I've never seen it.
Wow, why? How have you not seen that?
No, and Al Pacino's my favorite actor. Him and Denzel Washington are good actors. I'm not embarrassed to say it, but I'm a big fan of Denzel Washington. I think he's a good damn actor. Something about Denzel Washington movies. I don't care what they are; they're always good.
011 plus the country code and number.
Okay.
Look at one movie where he was like a bad guy, kind of like a criminal. He was pretty good in that one.
Training Day. Training Day is awesome. I own that movie. I think that's the only movie he's been a bad guy in, right?
I think that's the one. He's got like a little beard.
Yeah, he had a goatee.
You're talking about Training Day?
That's the one. I like that one. That's a good movie.
He wasn't a bad guy in John Q. He was fighting for his son, you asshole. What's wrong with you? You're going to have a kid one day, Artie. You're going to regret that. He's going to get whatever disease that was.
This is a free call.
Good. Better be. He was a conscientious observer. What is it called? What's it called when you break the law, but it's just? No. There's another term for it. When you break the law, but it's justified because the law is not just. Social
conscientious objector.
No, that's when you don't. That's when you don't want to get drafted. Civil disobedience. That's
hello.
What he was.
No one is available to take
social
your
misfit.
Call.
Well,
fuck
please
you.
Leave a message after the tone.
He was a civil disobedient. I really think the only time that Denzel Washington has played a bad guy is Training Day. He played Alonzo, right? Officer Alonzo. That's not entirely based on a true story, but they based his character on that one cop from L.A. Who was in the Rampart scandal. If you ever get a chance, read that shit, man. That's a crazy story. There was this, what's that guy's name? There was a, in the Rampart.
Dude, L.A. cops don't fuck around.
Dude,
boy.
Those L.A. cops, dude, this back then, man, this is like a late 90s, mid to late 90s. There was the Rampart section in L.A. They had this crash program. It was called Crash, anti-gang program. And they had these cops that went undercover to infiltrate the gangs in L.A., and they became the fucking gangsters themselves. I'm not fucking kidding. They were like killing cops and stuff left. Like there were cops and they were killing other cops and fucking doing, you know, like selling drugs and shit. They got into it. They got brainwashed into it. They became fucking gangsters themselves. I don't know. There's a few cops and they're all like, it's like even Biggie Smalls' murder was involved in that shit. Yeah. Know what I mean? He was a bad guy in that one with Russell Crowe. Played a drug dealer. Well, that's the one I'm talking about. Not Russell Crowe. He was a drug dealer? Really? Denzel? I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I don't know. I like Denzel Washington. He's a good fucking actor. Like Malcolm X. That's the first movie I saw him in was Malcolm X. I was a kid. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good movie. Well, I guess you could say Malcolm X was a bad guy if you want. He wasn't a bad guy, though. He was a good guy. Strong guy.
The one with Russell Crowe.
I like Will Ferrell, man. He's really good.
Right? Will Ferrell, yeah, very good actor. Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you for that, Milkman. Thank you for contributing. Thank you for contributing to society with that comment. Appreciate it. Awesome. Everybody that's here for Milkman.
Anchorman, that's a classic, dude.
Yeah, man, it's one of the classics that's going to go down in history. Can't wait to see that in American Movie Cast Classics one day.
You know, another movie I really liked was that Undercover Brothers. That was awesome, dude.
That, you know what?
Our attention span just gone from the chicken shit.
Another movie that I finally got Athena to see, I saw in the movie theaters, and I was screaming. I was like, this is one of the most underrated comedies I've seen in a long time. Don't Mess with the Zohan. I hate to admit it, you know, I hate to admit that it was a good movie, but God, that movie was funny from beginning to end.
It's great.
I had her see it. It was on demand, and I said, Athena, go watch Don't Mess with the Zohan. And she watched it, and she was like, oh my God, Carlos, this is the funniest thing I've ever fucking seen. Like, the ending is kind of stupid, but most of it is like really fucking good. Right. Yeah, it was good. Cash it. If you haven't seen it yet,
who cares, right?
Just have fun with it. Don't take it seriously. If you want to watch it, just have a laugh. Go watch Don't. And it even has it has a political message to it.
Who cares if it's stupid? It's great.
Fuck it. Yeah, just fuck it. Fuck it. Psychic Shook, you ready? I've gone way over the time I should have, bro. I'm sorry. I know it's 1:10 a.m. It's whatever, 11. It's 12, 11, 10, 10 a.m. your time, bro. Don't get mad.
Dude, I got shit to do.
Oh, shit.
You got to call show right now.
What do you got to do? Pencil in the lines? I got to pencil in the lines.
Yes. Hurry up.
All right, guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I know we didn't do really well with the prank calls. I didn't even get to the news stories tonight, but, you know, we just...
Trailer Park Boys is coming on. I gotta watch that on satellite.
Oh, God. Don't miss that. I think we might... We got another request of prank. We just can't get to it, man. It's late. That's alright. We'll get to it next week. That's alright, like the guy just said. Alright, so Madhouse Live is the website. Be sure to check that out. Subscribe to all our shits over there. Check out our prank calls. Tonight's pranks will be uploaded.
I know a couple on MTV this weekend.
They weren't really that good. Coconut, I'm sorry, I didn't get to your news articles. There wasn't that much in the news except for the swine flu. I know a guy got punched. Yeah, what happened here? I want to mention his story here. Does it
that's
really?
All there is news. That's the only news there is.
Yeah, that's all. Everyone's just so freaked out about it. It's like, you know, it's not even that strong in the United States. I don't know. Like, I got a text yesterday from CNN. Saying, oh, it's
little
up to...
Mexican gets cough and everyone freaks out.
It's up to level 5 alert now. Like, what the fuck? What does that mean? What does that mean for me? What does that do? I want to... Yeah, apparently there's a Confederate flag...
Mexicans are sick.
There's a Confederate...
Alert.
I wanted to bring...
Mexicans' children are sick. Alert.
I wanted to bring this up here. Apparently there's a controversy about the Confederate flag. Is it racist or not? Talk, you know, you're living... Whatever. You live in a former...
What now?
Do you think the Confederate flag is an offensive racist symbol?
What?
Like, I'll tell you what.
What is it?
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican, all right? And when I see the Confederate flag, I'm not really offended. It's just a flag, guys, all right? I mean, yeah, I'm not here backing up the Klan. I'm not for racism. I'm, you know, I'm a Hispanic, you know, I'm a minority myself. But just because you see the Confederate flag doesn't mean these people, it's, you know, the whole heritage non-hate thing. I mean, don't get so up in a tizzy. Apparently,
what
a kid.
What about the Mr. T showing up in for the jury duty?
Dude, yeah, Mr. T showed up for jury duty, right? He didn't get selected, of course. You wouldn't expect him to get selected, but he did his duty. So many people are, oh, wow. You know, as a matter of fact, this week
show up.
At work.
You gotta show up. I did it.
I like the comments he made, though, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did his whole thing.
$17.20 for hanging out.
Right, yeah, $17.21.
I'm your best.
Yeah.
Man, but if you're goody, I pity
the fool. Well, yeah. No wonder they kicked him out of there. Like, shut up, asshole. Get out of here, you fucking crazy asshole. But, you know, I want to get selected for jury duty.
Made in a while.
I'm not kidding you. I don't have a problem getting selected for jury duty. I think it'd be fun. I would love to do it. You know, you get to
hang. I was a Radio Shack employee, though, that one punch out customer. Man.
Yeah,
that
Ranger.
Was awesome. We carry.
And it's a regular juror.
Yeah, I've never been selected for jury duty, but I think it'd be kind of cool to do so.
Right.
If anybody has any suggestions how to get picked for it, I think it'd be cool to sit there and hang out in court. One time I had to go to court for a bounce check. I lost my job. I had written a check out to Walmart.
and I lost my job the next day. I didn't know it was going to happen. The check that I wrote bounced because they didn't get a paycheck, because they held my paycheck for 3 weeks because I lost my job. They didn't direct deposit it, and I couldn't pay it. I was unemployed. I wasn't getting unemployment, and it bounced legitimately, and I called Walmart and said, hey, guys, you know, this check is going to bounce. Well, we can't do anything. You got to come and pay. I said, well, I don't have the $150 to pay it. I bought furniture with it. Like, I wanted to pimp out my stuff, and I bought, like, some furniture, like, some cheap furniture. I bought, like, a I think I bought, like, a futon, and I bought, like, a end table for my bedroom and an entertainment center. And I said, well, we're, you know, whatever. So they took me to court, and I went to court, and I got it thrown out really quick. I had paid it by that time. By the time I got to the court system. But I ended up, like, it was really cool to go to court because I heard the craziest stories. Like, they were all, like, pot stories. Like, everyone was getting arrested for marijuana. Every case, every other one was like, yeah, well, you're arrested, you know, it says, you know, the judge, every yeah. single one was like, possession of cannabis less than 28 grams, you know, and how do you plead? No contest. Okay, no contest. The court elects that you take a mandatory 12-hour drug safety class and pay a fine of $500. Basically, this is like cha-ching, cha-ching, yeah. cha-ching. That's all it is, really. Exactly. Bullshit. But there was like this, I swear to God, there was this old black guy with a kid. He was his grandson. And I'm like, what the hell is this about? So apparently this guy, this kid, he was 7 years old. His granddad let him drive his truck in the neighborhood. Like, he was a stupid idea, you know. The grandfather was in the passenger side, and he let a seven-year-old grandkid drive the truck down the neighborhood. Cop pulled him over, and the kid was like, he got charges. They actually charged the kid with a crime. So, like, the judge threw it out, but it's like, all right, well, $500 fine. And the guy, like, he literally said, look, you know, I know you got to do what you got to do, but I can't afford this. I can't afford this. I mean, you whatever you got to do, but this is just too much money, you know, he was saying. And the judge was like, all right, just stay after. We'll talk about it, you know. That was a kind of funny story. And then this dude that was sitting next to me, he was telling me a story how, like, he was hanging out after work.
I guess you can suck my cock.
Yeah,
after,
yeah, right. After recess. Some guy was telling me, like, yeah, he was smoking pot. He was smoking a joint on a park bench or something, and a cop came up to him and arrested him, and he was like, this is bullshit. I ain't paying this shit. I'm going to get this thrown out. Like, all right, yeah, good luck with that, man. Whatever. So, yeah, court's fun. It's kind of fun to hear everybody else's problems, especially when all you did was bounce a check when it wasn't, you know, it wasn't your fault. You just lost your job. I didn't mean to. Why am I talking about this anyway? So, yeah, I want to get selected for jury duty. Anyway, so, yeah, Mr. T got selected for jury duty. Lucky guy. Yeah, anyway, but seriously, the Confederate flag, my story about this, when I was in high school.
What about
I like the guy that went to Radio Shack and got punched in the face.
Right,
that was awesome.
I'll get to that. Give me a second here. The Confederate flag thing. When I was in high school, this big mess started. This redneck kid came into school once, and he had a Confederate flag, and he started waving it around, and he literally waved it in the face to one of the administrators in the school who was black. So they suspended him for doing it, and then the kid's dad got all pissed off and said, well, you know, it's not a racist symbol. He should have the right. Because all the Puerto Rican kids used to come in with their Puerto Rican flag T-shirts, and they would wear the Puerto Rican flag little chains and stuff like that. So he said, well, that's bullshit because this is America, and how come my son can't wear the Confederate flag and bring it in, but all these Rickens can come in and wave their flag around and all this stuff. And it hit the news and everything, and then the Klan came to school, and then they were demonstrating across the street from the school, made this huge mess, and there was almost a race riot in school, all for nothing, all for a fucking rag on both sides. And what ended up happening? Nothing. They said no more flags on campus. But for the most part, guys, it's just a flag. Is it really that big of a deal? I mean, technically, it's just a... It's just a flag. Apparently this kid has a Confederate flag on his car, was parking it in high school, and he got into a scuff with the school administrators because they said it's a racist symbol. It's used to intimidate another group and this and that. Perhaps it is, but people, you know, really, I think it's time to let it go. I mean, if you see a rebel flag, just whatever. Just let it go. What's the big fucking deal, right? You see it all the time. You live in Tennessee. I live in Florida. I see the rebel flag all the time. It doesn't get me all bent out of shape and out of a tizzy just because I see it. It's a rag. It's a piece of cloth with colors on it. It doesn't matter.
Some of the coolest rednecks around have a rebel flag.
Of course, I'm white and southern, but that's not the point.
You have every right to be as stupid and as angry and ignorant as you want. Because this is America. I think...
Only the coolest rednecks have a rebel flag.
Of course. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who...
It's a redneck Southern pride thing. That's all it is.
Right. I don't know who said it. Someone back in the early days of America said, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will die for your right to say it. And I think that's right. I may not agree with the right for a Klansman to stand outside and yell the most ignorant, hateful stuff about my own race, about me. But I would rather die than live in a country where, that person couldn't do that, because you never know.
They're stupid and ignorant, which is the whole point.
Just don't hurt anybody. Don't keep somebody from getting a job. Don't keep someone from living a happy life. Don't, as long as you're not discriminating against me where it's going to affect me directly, then I'm okay with it. You can say all the dumb shit you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to pay attention to it. It's just bullshit. It's all blah, 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 blah. You guys lost anyway, fuckers. And what else? Okay, so Milkman, you were saying some guy went into Radio Shack, tried to return something, and got punched in the face. Isn't that crazy? Jesus Christ, this is where we're coming to.
That is awesome, dude.
Dude, yeah. Apparently this guy came
that
in.
That is customer service at its finest.
That's Radio Shack for you. And I keep saying here, I don't know how Radio Shack stays in business, because they're all over the place, and I never see anybody in a Radio Shack. And they don't sell anything that's... None of their TVs are good. They're not at a good price and not good quality. You can just buy little connectors and little widgets and stuff like that. I don't know how Radio Shack stays in business. Anyway, a Radio Shack employee, Lee Carey, was trying to return a purchase. The employee didn't want him to return it. He asked for a supervisor, and the employee started punching him like crazy. Craziness. There you go. Anyway, I'm done with the news. Milkman, you want to take us out of here? Please make it quick, because we've been bullshitting here for the last 5 minutes talking about getting out of here.
Alrighty, my man, my other money you told, man. It's really good to have everybody along, man. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did having you along. You had a big smile on your face just like I did, and you did a job well done. Thank all our friends over there at syndicateradio.tv. Nice new chat. Dino, looking pretty stylish, baby. All right. Erica's looking good. Yeah, good to see everybody. That's right. Stay tuned for Zolar. He's going to be coming on for the Party Nation tomorrow. Don't you dare miss it. All our friends over there in 98.6 The Mouse. We love you. That's right. Lonesome Loser, our number hit man. God bless the man. Secret legend. The mastermind. We gotta love him, man, for sure. Mr. Tug, that's right, my good buddy Mr. Tug, man. Look out for him on MTV and see more styling coming up in your nearest art gallery. That's right, all our friends.
$5 cover this weekend on MTV.
Yeah,
there you go. Coming up on MTV, Kokanee, our good friend Kokanee, Baz, Mr. MST3 Clay, Maven, my hot girl, Ellie, my hot girl, all of our friends over there in the mouth. We love you and thank you so much. That's
boring.
Invite your friends, better yet. Invite your enemies, because we want to put a smile on their face, too. Crazy fucker, I hope that you survive your waterboarding. It's very good, and I do admit my guilt. I am guilty of nigger licking. And
good on
everybody.
Thank
you so much for bringing that up.
Nigger licking.
Anyway, we will be talking to you really soon, my brother. We're going to have your new soundboard coming up very soon. But what would we do without our fearless leader of the Madhouse Militia, the General Lucy Moe of the Madhouse? Hermanito, my brother, my Carlito, thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and bust a smile on everybody's face. I love you, my brother.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, bastard. All right, and like he said, thanks to Listen Loser, everyone who listened in. Yada, yada, yada. I'm out of here. Catch you next week.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number 2.
I got a question.
I am bisexual. I'm
rock, baby.